Blog Talk Radio.
Same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit. Cause I'm a humpy, not humpy dumpy, but humpy hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm humpy hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock, I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get the fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claim and fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
Same old song, y'all.
You to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones. We're going to keep it going. We're going to connect everybody to the 10 regions. We're going to keep this conversation hot as we always do because this is the Helios. And this is the talk where facts matters. We thank all you as always for joining us. We couldn't even do it without you. And again, it's called the Dry Bones Connection. That means we got to have the bones on the line. I'm looking forward to all y'all jumping in a little bit, getting everybody ready. But this program is Fuck the Police. AI is next. Now, this whole week, I told you, and we will continue to throw that information out with many of you backing it up with the bones, but we told you, starting April the 19th until May 1st, everybody dying off. I mean, every week there's a new rapper, I mean, we had Black Rob, DMX, now Shock G. I mean, the way they dying is unbelievable. And the early 50s, mid, I mean, I can't believe, I said, my goodness, I mean, this is the age we grew up in. They just falling off like, and not only that, all the shootings again. I told you, didn't we tell you it's called the blood sacrifice to the beast? The most critical of a 13-day period is called the fire sacrifices. Started like we said. Everything. And after, one after the other. Here go another shoot. Boom. Another one. As soon as you get a case, there's another one. It's all to keep you in a psyop. But it says, April the 19th, it'll start. The 13-day ritual relating to the fire god of Baal and Moloch, and the sun god. Also known as Saturn. Saturn is the devil, just in case you didn't know that, or Satan is Saturn. This day is a major human sacrifice day demanding fire sacrifices. Fire, shoot, pow, pow, pow. Okay, emphasize on children, like the ones being shot now. I just told you, emphasize on children. And if that's not correct, I should be getting a prize for this. The most important day in the human sacrifice days, as such, very important and historical event. Remember, consider wars to be the most propitious way to sacrifice, for it to kill both children and adults. Now, they're setting the stage up in the Middle East by you all over here worried about this virus and everything else got you worrying about with Biden and the border. It's set. And like I said before, we just got into it in May 1st. Now, May 1st, which is right around the corner, this is why I tell people you have no idea of what's coming. It says that is the Druid witch calendar. And they is the second most sacred holiday. So May 1st is called the Beltane Festival. And some people call it the Wupungus, like the Wupurgus night, the Walpurgus night, which is W-A-L-P-U-G, like Purge, G-I-S night. And guess what time it starts, y'all? This is the crazy part. If the numbers is 333, ain't that crazy? Ain't that, I think Scottie Pittman's son died on 33. I mean, they got this thing laid out, bro. It's like amazing what's laid out. But that is one of our forecasts that we gave years and months, and we just keep on letting you know, just because you don't believe it, that's why I keep saying, keep on watching. You'll be believing soon. No, you won't believe. You'll be saying, God damn, the fact ain't going to be no believing. Fact will show that this is happening. And amazing, these young people who are shooting, and the media got superpower brainwashing ability. And I got, see, what we plan to do is give you the key foundation people so you can say, oh, we didn't know. Yes, you do. On this show, you're going to know who the characters are. Who is behind it? The mastermind, the guy or woman who came up with the concept. And like everything is, it's a thief concept. It means it has to be thought about before it be put into practicality. So, and it takes money. That's something I guess folks have not understood. It takes money to bring in your ideas. Now, what's happening today, we're going to have the involvement of what's going on. I told you, many have told you, all they're doing is setting up for you to go into the police futuristic state. They want you to hate the police. The mastermind behind this is a man named Raymond Kurzweil. Unbelievable, gentlemen. And while we in the West, and I want you to know for the cult world, the West is in darkness. See, those of you who know the symbols know that cult world knows the West. That's why so shall the Son of Man be as the sun shineth. Yeah, yeah. It rises in the East, but it sets in the West. But darkness, according to the table, is in the West. And that's why it's called the Wicked Witch of the West. Now, and she wears black. So understand what that means. I just told you, it's coming. Now, whatever high frequency power that you may have within your body, you better utilize it. You better utilize it, because while this is going on, they're building the most unbelievable city, which we'll do a full program on, because we got to get everything on it. It's just unbelievable that the mastermind, you think it's Bill Gates and them, but it ain't Bill Gates. It's the guy I just told you about. Yeah. They're building a super city in Saudi Arabia, flying cars, Ultraman is there. You name it, is there. Iron Man is there. They fly in the sky in jetpacks. Everything. The city is going to be the city of the future. And they don't care that you are going to be in it or not. And these are the Arabs. So don't give me this white people stuff today. We going universal why all this is happening. And it ain't just the white folks. Seems like the Arabs are in on it big time, since they could make a serious robot a citizen, which we act like nobody talks about this stuff, I noticed. It's kept secret because the brainwashing is the television. With all these smart TVs and, you know, boom. I'm going to show you how tribal we are in all this. That's why we can't comprehend, because so much stuff going on. They know you tribal. Last night, I watched the fight. And, you know, Guzman is not really, but he is. Even though many of the fighters, show you how people, if anybody watched that fight last night, you see how nationalism works. Most of the fighters live in the United States, but they have flags of other countries as they backdrop. A lot of Jamaican fighters last night. Oh, my goodness, brutal. Leg breaking, all kind of crap going on last night. But, you know, something about when you watch the two fights, the main event is a black and white. These main events have been black and white lately, especially with Wilder and the Gypsy King. And most blacks don't expect a white guy to beat you. You know, you really don't. Just in your mind, because some here in our psyche, we think, but in a lot of reality, you could get your ass whooped if you don't know how to fight, period. But he watched the fight, and most of the Hispanic community was for Jose Masvidal. And we stood, I'm watching both, but I found myself getting into Usman. And I said to myself, man, it's tribal, because Usman is supposedly from Nigeria or Cameroon, but U.S. affiliation, because he went to school here. So you kind of like pull with the people that you can identify with. Even though Masvidal is somebody that I see pretty much all day long, it's tribal. And guess what? When he knocked them out, you should have seen the looks on the black people faces, and you should have seen the look on the Hispanic faces. And that's when I realized, man, they got the whole world divided up. Doing a hell of a job, too. Because just like that, that's the same way it's going to be in sports. They're using sports. The Olympics is coming. Now, I'm going to show you how crazy this is. Because, see, no one talks shit. That's how you know you're programmed to only white people. The Japanese told you ain't doing no protesting. Just said it a couple of days ago. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the Olympics. I like watching them sisters run and brothers run and all the great stuff they do. And I said to myself, ain't no blacks talking about it. I don't see Whoopi in the View talking about it. They said you can't even protest. You can't do no kneeling. Ain't going to be no kneeling. Ain't going to be no fist raising. Ain't going to be no Black Lives Matter. Ain't going to be none of that shit. And I said, wow, that's strange. No feedback. Maybe because it's the Japanese. Then they got the bill that came out for the Asian bill. And I said to myself, wow, how crazy are we? They know damn well only a few blacks may have attacked the Asian community. Very few. Because you know why I know it ain't true? Because we in Samurai every weekend. We in Hong Chong. We in Pei Wei. We in P.F. Chang. We in, I know all at all. And it could be the dirtiest Chinese restaurant, or it could be the cleanest. Your ass is up in there. You got to be a fool to believe they made a bill for people who ain't even getting attacked on a large scale. Now, you already believe you're getting attacked, black people, just by the TV only. Even though statistically, it ain't looking all that big compared to our population. It's certainly us. And I mean, and your premise is based, again, just like the coronavirus. It's made up. And that's why it's going to be hard to reach the people who believe in fairy tales. See, when you believe in fairy tales, TV will keep you mesmerized and hypnotized on believing the narrative. And the narrative is you being killed by the police. Now, the reason for this, because Jesse Jackson and L. Sharpton said so. Now, here's another thing. All the elder people that be on the program, didn't I tell you that the same people are going to be there always? How are we going to get around to the next phase when we got the civil rights icons still getting paid? One was an informant. The other one helped kill, helped kill King. This is your leaders, an informant, and one who killed and helped kill Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe that's why they're setting us up or setting you up. Those of you listening, I ain't talking about you on the line. Those of you listening across the lines, across the 10 regions, could be setting you up, because it's strange that Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton, all pop up for the black and white police killing only. Now, let Chicago, which is going to be universal income city very shortly, California, universal income city very shortly, already practicing. Parts of New York, universal income already. They don't even know it. They don't even want to go to work. We got so many universal income pilot programs starting up. No, you're going to jump on it because they're about to give everybody another $1,400. So you won't go to work. So imagine what they're setting up. And then you want to listen to L. Sharpton and some ill parents mentally who will let their kids go out in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock with a loaded gun all night long, shooting shit, then come back and go to sleep in your bed as if nothing happened. Or you get a deranged young chick who probably got mental issues with a knife. And here's the thing, the day program will start with today's program with. You want to talk shit about the police all the time. I hear y'all. I know y'all always talk. Y'all, fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the motherfuckers, man. Fuck y'all. I seen guys. Somebody sent me a video of a chick protesting in Minnesota by just sitting down on the ground as if that's supposed to help the situation. Now, she blocking traffic nowhere, but, you know, she wants to put on a charade. You know, the police get there, they cuss the police out. Now, here's the problem with church people. Cause ain't the deacons police officers and some of their pastors ex-police officers? I know Chief Jimmy Brown down here in Florida was a police officer big time. I don't see y'all going after them, asking them no fucking questions. Like, shouldn't you ask the deacons of your church who are police, detectives, and all that? Shouldn't you be saying, why is this happening? But you don't do that. You jump outside and jump, look stupid all day long, think you protesting. You ain't protesting, man. You setting yourself up for the real police. Now, I'm telling all y'all, you think y'all so much against the police, don't call them no more. Because the only time you getting killed now, supposedly, is when you call them. They ain't just popping up at your house shooting you. You calling them. Police, my son Gerald, he just fucked up his daddy. Get over here quickly. Now, I'm hearing all these calls. All you got to go to YouTube and hear our police call. Get over here. Every one of these calls been somebody calling the police. Get over here quick. He beating the shit out of me. Or get over here quick. She trying to shoot me. So I'll tell you what, black folks, all across the 10 region, don't call them no more. And so if the girl did not call the police and she stabbed the girl, so what? So what? Let it happen. Stab yourself, don't call the police, die, and let the funeral director come get y'all. Don't call the police no more. Bet you will see what kind of hypocrites you really are. Because you're a bunch of hypocrites. Main group, just go online and see who called the police all damn time. I got people who work for the police department, and they take the calls, and guess what? Always us calling on some bullshit. Now, I ain't saying other groups don't call, but here's a group that's on the public mantle of hating the police. Got AOC helping you. Fuck the police. Got songs. All the people who say fuck the police in songs now play police on TV. That's so strange. Nobody questions that, though, because I don't think we think it. Can't be. If you could let somebody tell you to fuck the police, and he got police protection at the concert. Kind of strange, ain't it? Or better yet, how about if I have a birthday party and I got gang members all over my neighborhood who I call when somebody shoot at the party. Don't call nobody no more. Let them shoot the party. Shoot Grandma Maymay. Let her go to the funeral home. Fuck calling the police. That's what I'm going to say. Fuck. That's my new motto. Fuck calling the police. Don't call them. You get shot in the street, hey, wait till the morgue come get you. Don't call the police about homicides no more. Don't do it. Show you how bright your minds are for following two idiots, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, L. Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. You got the nerve to be on national TV with these two fools, with all these black folks, as if these people mean something to us. I'm going to tell you right now what it means to you. It means you are about 2 years away from having RoboCop in your neighborhood. And right now, RoboCop is already in your neighborhood. Maybe not in your neighborhood as you might think, but in some neighborhoods, particularly Democratic areas of enclaves, you will start to see the police robots within this year. And when they shoot or kill you, guess what? Can't sue them because you want the George Floyd crime bill that you never read. Don't know what's in it, but we just want George Floyd's crime bill. Well, you're going to have George Floyd's crime bill, all right. Just remember, you won't be able to contact the police next time they shoot your whole family up at a Chicago birthday party. Just let them die, call the morgue, and they'll come get them. Don't call the police because guess what? You said, fuck the police. Now, the police are no longer going to be humans. How do I know? Because this is the talk where facts matters, and guess what? The facts are already here.
I've never seen nothing like this before in my life.
Now viral videos show, for lack of a better term, a robot dog joining the human members of the NYPD's response to a domestic dispute inside a NYCHA building in Kips Bay Monday.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. It felt surreal.
344 East 28th Street Tenant Association President Melanie Ocello shot one of those viral videos on her smartphone and compared the scene she witnessed to something out of a dystopian movie.
It scared me.
The NYPD told Fox 5 the 70-pound four-legged robot equipped with cameras, lights, two-way communication, and artificial intelligence, allowing it to move on its own, remained on standby Monday while human officers arrested the suspect and charged him with criminal possession of a weapon.
I think it really speaks to the skewed priorities of their leadership.
Senator Brad Hoyleman, who represents the district where this incident took place, thought deploying the $74,000 robot dog anywhere undermined police community relations, but especially in a public housing complex where residents might already mistrust the police.
They deserve policing that is humane and human.
The NYPD reminds us it's used robots in hostage and hazmat situations for 4+ decades. This marks at least the third time it's deployed one of these robot dogs, a device the department says is still in its test phase.
This allows the police department to function with minimal risk to officers involved. And the tactical value of that is immeasurable.
In February, John Jay College of Criminal Justice professor and 26-year veteran of the NYPD, Keith Taylor, spoke to the potential of this technology. Hoyleman wanted to see the money, time, and energy spent on the robot redirected into efforts to build better trust within the community.
Budgets are a statement of values, and when the NYPD deploys a $75,000 surveillance toy.
I don't understand, like, why?
In Kips Bay, I'm Matt King, Fox 5 News.
So already happened. And guess what? I told you, after May 1st, you'll see them in California. You'll see them in parts of Delaware. They're prepared. And D.C., you're definitely going to have them, so get ready. And guess what it just says? It says, you know, because nobody wants to be a police in the next few years. It's not going to be police. Most of you have made it where no one wants to be a police. So guess what? You didn't think they thought about this? You don't think they know your mindset from your telephone, your algorithms, all your transactions? And, of course, you saying, fuck the police. Let's open up the lines. 88544. Let me get 661-3364. I got a whole litany of y'all on the lear. Let me go down to my sister because she always kicking that sci-fi. Ain't that strange?
Hey, Resurrection, everybody. Yo, no, ain't nothing strange because basically they've been saying that. They got, like, fleets of walking drones, not just the dog jaw. They got fleets of walking drones that look just, they look shaped like you, but they're not like you. They're actually just what they are, drones. And the robot drones, yep, they're using it. It's not the first time they sent the robot in. Remember to kill the one person that who did they have? Was it Houston? Remember the brother in Houston?
Dallas.
They had sent the robot in. They sent the robot in. Remember that?
Yeah.
So they've been using
And that police chief
you know?
And the police chief that was down there in Dallas when that happened, he's up here now in Chicago. How ironic.
He's running from state to state. State to state. We gotta put the robots in now, you know, we gotta go here, you know, we gotta get this artificial intelligence utopia for us in. This their utopia. This our dystopia. Whatever.
Well, like I said before. It's in New York.
It's there.
It's in New York.
It's there.
In New York. And again, the cameras were the first thing. We all thought the cameras was going to be used. That's another reason why they bring it up. These robots will be hooked up to all the cameras.
And the
they'll be able to see everything.
I told y'all about NEOM. NEOM is the project. Project NEOM by the ARAS. I spoke about this before the coronavirus came out. Okay,
right.
I said they was building the AI cities with AI dinosaurs, AI everything. It's the West World. It's the West World that we all look back in the day, the first West World. They said, fuck it, we're going to go ahead and make it. That's why they honored Sophia. The one, I still ain't looked up the black lady's name that they made the first robot out of, and the first thing she said was, we're going to take over the world. The AI is taking over the world. The AI helped the COVID-19. The AI is helping them do a lot of things. That's why they came out with the series Next.
I got the name
Remember
of the guy.
Just recently came
look,
out, Next.
Y'all better look. Hold on. Time out. Now, Raymond Kurzweil. Y'all better look him up throughout this program. That is the godfather. And he's 73 years old. And it's like old
and guess what school? Guess what school he went to? The same school Tony Stark went to, MIT. Ain't that something?
Ain't that something?
MIT. Yeah. MIT is the one that has the pills. I sent that out a long time ago. The pills that they're going to make that you will take that will dispense your medication, that will help you with any other problems you have. They'll send all the data back to your doctors. They let you know if you need to come in for any further treatment.
They're already
or
doing
if
that.
You need to inject another
Brave
pill.
New world.
That's
put
done.
Another pill in you so
That's
that
done.
You, these pills, and this should be on the market 2024. So they
That's
already then mastered the robot.
Because
pill,
anybody who's been
so.
To a doctor recently or any type of health, you know they already know. They want you to do at-home care. They show you now you don't have to come to the office no more. So this,
right.
this is all this
telehealth.
Yeah, telehealth. They got all this stuff going out. The city of Nome, we're going to do a real in-depth program. When y'all see the funding for this.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm saying to myself.
Listen, it's all states. It's all countries that are involved with the Nome project. It's all countries. I'm tired of people always acting like the United States ain't. The United States is not involved. The United States is not involved. Yes.
Who thinks the United States is not
involved? You got people that believe that in their minds that United States don't do shit. Like
well, they got the robots already here.
With China. I said, come on, y'all.
I think the United States is involved with robots.
Everything.
They're involved in everything. But here's it is. You said the United States, but like say, it's just Saudi Arabia. And let's deal with that fact that ain't nothing like that over here yet. What's
right,
over there?
By the Silk Road. The
yeah, what's,
Silk
over, what's
Road,
over there?
The Red
it's phenomenal.
Sea.
It's phenomenal. And we don't even get no news.
Yeah.
Let me give.
Oh, they're
going
to get the best water and everything. They get ready to get the best water and everything.
Yeah, they're going to get the best of everything. I've seen it. Y'all better go on there and look it up. This is already in the mix happening. It's there. There's no news coverage over here because we in the West. Y'all hear it. There's no darkness. It's darkness in the West. No matter how much energy level you think got. We ain't stopping this. Go ahead.
They used a robot up here, man, about 6 months ago. The brother they were looking for, he ran in the house. They set the robot in there, bust down the door with the camera. The robot told dude to surrender, man. He surrendered, walked out with his hands up, man. The robot
Check that out.
Told him to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a psyop. That's a setup. See, they do events. You remember, we got crisis actors, paid assassin crisis
well,
actors,
look at here.
And they get paid.
What happened?
I'm gonna find the article and bring it and make y'all read it, man. Okay.
Yeah. I can't hear you. Speak closer to the mic. I can
everything
hear you.
Not psyop, man. Okay, everything is not psyop. I mean,
right.
When you see real events, to fuck with people, man. Everything ain't psyop.
Oh yeah, everything can't be a psyop. But I'm just saying, you giving me the information, it's still real. If a robot comes knock down somebody's door, and like it just did in New York, obviously they testing it to see. So they got to check it on real people, and so whatever they create in the minds of everybody is pretty much like you say. I didn't even see that one you talking about, and that's in your area. The one I put on the news was in New York, so they must be doing what I call a psyops. They're using this for real now. They put it out on the people, and it's going to affect their mind.
And remember, we still got sleeper cells too, y'all. It's not like we don't have black people are sleeper cells too. Y'all got to get out of the fact that you know because they're being attacked. We got sleeper cells too. They get awakened, they get up, they get possessed. I've seen it with my own eyes. You can have a sleeper cell sitting up in your house. I've seen it with my own eyes.
And just for touching somebody's hair,
you bug out. So you know you can't tell me that they're not sleeper cells, and they can be woken up just through the computer, just through your phone, just through your laptop, just through anything that has the AI connected to it.
Okay, now
for real.
I'm not gonna tell everybody. I want everybody to think today. Now, let's go to Chicago. Up there, the array of things. I mean, how many people know what that is? You know, blockchain is. We got the 5G going up. We got everything that's not talked about on a regular level. And the word psyop. I'm glad y'all brought that up because they can perform an event. They have. I mean, come on. They've done it on 9/11. Look how elaborate that event was, even though people had to die. That's the sacrifice part that y'all acting like ain't in the mix. It said they're gonna kill people around April the 19th and May 1st. And I think they're doing it.
And what happened? Who died on April 21st 5 years ago?
Dude, I can't. Who?
Prince.
Oh shit! There you go with Prince.
Oh yeah, that's right. And then the last guy, what was his name? G. Humpty Dumpty.
Shock G just died.
Shock G. Black Rob. DMX. Now who's going to be next?
And it looks to me like we're watching all these things. Like I say. I'm not saying everybody's death is up for suspicion. I'm just saying that it looks pretty conclusive. That
the timing.
The timing. It's done every year. I mean, it's like this is not have stopped. And now they're talking about defund the police. Now, let me tell you what happened with the defund the police, y'all. They're not coming to your rescue. Now, do you want them? That's why the show is called Fuck the Police. Now, if you don't want the police, I want everybody to give me their honest opinion. I'm going to ask all y'all, do you want human police officers that you know now, or are y'all willing to say, fuck the police, and we going to take AI? Because that's the battle. Ain't no if, ands about it. Don't give me no exegesis about what I'm asking you. Your parents get shot. No police coming. But here come the robo dog. Now, y'all better ask yourself, because it's coming. Cause this ain't going to be where you got to get old. I'll be 90 when I see it. No, you're going to be early than 90. So everybody, go ahead first, 661. Say what you got to say, and then tell me shit. We just don't fucking call the police. Say, fuck the police.
Man, just don't call them motherfuckers. Y'all so caught up in this side. Don't call them. Don't get on the phone talking about, oh, we need y'all here now, and then... then you're helping the narrative of the PSYOPs. But one thing I can say is ignorance is really bliss, because what we have seen and what we are seeing is the biggest PSYOP in history, of brilliance to bring a whole flock of sheep to the slaughter. And when we look back on the narrative, when the Big Seven or the Big Seven they brought the dummies over from a party of freedom to a party of bondage, the Dixiecrats bought the dummies over to the party, and they've used nothing but a race baiting system for the longest. And these dummies, they just line up. They don't know nothing about Marxism. They don't even know nothing about liberalism, because some of the most conservative people, rich people, old money, they claim to be liberal. And so it's just amazing. It's dumbfounded, but just don't call the police. But you fall into a narrative where, hey, they just playing you like a fiddle for the slaughter. And it's an African saying, I'm going to leave this before I let everybody else come in. And I said it before, those who know live longer than those who don't know. So what y'all online doing and listening, and a lot of people have been saying for the longest, even the preppers, get y'all shit ready, man. Get spiritually inclined internally, because that's how you're going to have to fight it, because they have all the air artificial, the phones we look in, and all that, and they're listening, and the tower's up. They don't even have to touch us. But the only thing they can't touch, if you move away from the intelligence, they can't touch your mind. And like the brothers say, who always talk about the psyops, hey, man, stimulate your mind. Stimulate inside. That's your soul. That's your God, not nobody else's God.
Now, you say go with the police. Let me go with somebody else jump in. Are y'all fan on calling the police?
I said for the police.
You said, let me hear from Brother West.
Look here. If you go with, I don't call them out. I try to police myself and shut the situation down, but you got to look at who programming the AI. So if a racist police and a racist AI, hey, pick your choice. Both of them programmed by the same wizard.
I like that. That's real. Yeah, hey.
And then they say 2025 is the magical number, which is 9.
So basically, let's just ask this question. They're getting the people, and all people, to get into this conversation about the police during this time, and they letting people come in the country. Now, this ain't nothing new. I'm going to give y'all the name of the person, the mastermind behind this. It's amazing how this skips our people. The man's name is Theodore Bibo. Theodore Bibo. He was from Mississippi. He was a senator, and he supported the New Deal economic. Same plan that we doing now is this plan right here. He the most rancid white racist to ever sit in the U.S. Senate from 1877 to 1947. This man. Now, when I started reading this, bro, it's just everybody. It's the same. Look what this man did. He went on to praise the Nazi racial doctrine. The Germans appreciate the importance of race value. This is in Mississippi. And this dude is the mastermind, the foundation. All you know when I said that he's the grand master. He's way bigger than a wizard. He even went on. Look at the people who was sitting with him, Storm Thurmond. This is where the Jim Crow shit became what it's called today. That's why we're going through this. They bringing up the same shit. And George Wallace. And guess who else? It went into so many people. I can't even go in. But they still, so two one living today. Schumer was with it. They created this doctrine off these small supreme grand wizards. It's only a small few, but they were able to put in the minds of white folks, the dumb ones, like y'all said, everybody has to have a racial identity. So what they did, this is their own words, not mine. Bebo cited the legendary pre-Civil War name of the men regarded as the great statesman endorsed the idea of deporting blacks. This was in the United States, in the time frame of Roosevelt and them. Don't hear this talked about in our schools. Don't hear our black people talk about this. It's amazing. But this is what they were going to plan to do. They were the contest of the abolitionist scheme to end slavery. White opponents of slavery looked favorably for colonization to feed slaves for back to Africa. They want to put us back partly out of the general assumption that blacks were inferior to whites and to the connection of the heavy association of slavery in the presence of blacks. They said they discussed yesterday post the fight over the Indian removal. Look what they were doing, the Indian removal in the 1930s, and was the event that made some white abolitionists realize not only was it impractical, the practical or the humanity, inhumanity of a colonizational scheme, which is the case, had never achieved much resonance among African American abolitionists. They did not want to go, so they came up with a plan to keep us under colonization in America. Now, why didn't the black, Jesse Jackson, all of them was around, as when they went to the civil rights table, and they knew. And look what they said. I'm going to go to y'all. Even Megger Everett, who was doing the right thing. It's in there. They killed Megger Everett. The court case would be Smith versus Allwright. You got to look that one up. That's why we don't be understanding, because we don't know these court cases at all. Only the Moors used to know. I don't know what they know now, but they used to do know this part. And this is what they said. I'm calling every red-blooded American who believes in superiority and integrity of the white race to get out and see that no nigger votes, he proclaimed. And the best time to do so is at night. And I'm going to tell you something. The election that just took place is the same scheme. You know, everything was done at nighttime. All the algorithms.
When they switched the votes.
Yeah.
And you know they still doing the audits, which a lot of people are not talking about.
Right.
They still doing audits in many of the states.
Thank you. They still doing audits. They saying people have even come out saying they did cheat, but they scared. So right now we in a serious time for everybody. Because when somebody know you got their foot on their neck, like last night, either you're going to take a knockout blow or they're going to get up fighting. So right now
but
they
Pelosi
came up with
said,
the Jim Crow.
Pelosi said, thank you. Oh, I want to thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing yourself. To get. Is anybody listening to what she said?
She said, thank you for sacrificing.
And listen to what his girlfriend said, something similar, too, after the verdict.
So we told you human sacrifice.
Witchcraft.
Look where the case is in. The case is during the time frame. And they showed the country is willing to tear itself up. That's how crazy this is, everybody. Brother West said a great thing.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Go ahead.
Just by you just saying that, guess what happened on April 29th, 1992, when you're talking about the country being torn up? Guess what happened that day? That's when those police officers in California were acquitted for beating Rodney King.
Yeah, see?
This
same,
ain't no accident,
same time
bro.
Frame. Same time
same
frame.
Same time frame, bro. Come on.
Same time frame. Now, this ain't by accident. All you got to do is keep – I'm giving you the clue, shit, without even going overboard. Because I can go overboard and say what they plan to really do, and people would get like, oh, that can't happen.
That's
okay.
The winning game book. Same agenda.
Same agenda.
Same game book they using. And they just repeating it and add more to the list. So you add more to the scenario. So instead of this, we're going to use this. We're going to use this scenario here. We're going to add more to it. Same with the COVID. Oh, well – we're going to add that to the list of COVID, too. So if you get COVID, you might have this problem, but it's COVID. We're going to add it to the list. We're going to keep adding more to the list. And y'all going to keep going on with the same thing, running out in the street. Oh, they're killing us, but y'all killing each other, too. And not only that, they're killing you, the police, but you're killing each other. So don't tell me that there's not something wrong with you mentally, or you're not a sleeper.
Well, say what you just said. Let's go. I heard something happened in Buffalo, at a bar. Recently, somebody sent me some film, and they shot inside this bar, a party, young people. And I said to myself, man, first thing they're going to do is call the police. It was over on Walden. I think you know the area. So I said, man, I said, damn, all this going on. Now, no news coverage on that.
The same thing just happened here 2 days ago, bro. The 35-year-old woman, they got into a fight at a bar out in the suburbs. She pulled out a gun, shot this dude, went home. And the police had to go to the house and arrest them. They found the gun in the house just a couple of days ago.
Now, let's do what we just said. Take that analogy. We don't call the police now because we don't say fuck the police. So AI ain't really coming to us. So how are we going to act when people not going to get retribution, which is a biblical term, for what they deeds done? So if you are in an area where that is, they don't mind giving retribution to each other?
It's all planned. Because while I was reading what you told me to look up, Bebo, he was part of the KKK. He was part of the KKK, and he said that the blacks don't deserve any protection. They don't deserve any guard or armed guards protecting them. So that it's the same thing. They got you to defend, to defund the police. They got you to go up against the police. Because this man said, you don't deserve the police. You don't deserve being protected. You don't deserve no one coming in and handling your community. So, he was, like you said, from the South, Southern Democrat. He was a Democrat. And he basically said that. He said that's what he was for. And he was part of the KKK.
Now listen here. Let's go. I got one of his other things he said, because this man is prominent. He's behold. See, no one even knew about the cat. That's why we dig deep. We got to dig deep. It says, this is what the man said. He said, defending himself against the charges of inciting violence and intimidation. He goes on to say he's a friend of the Negroes. He just wanted to make sure they would practice a democracy in the state of Mississippi. But then he goes on and says they want to use psychological intimidation as well as physical intimidation. So the psychological is right now. They got us shooting each other at a high percentage. The question is,
a week and a half ago, a 7-year-old girl, black girl, was shot in the parking lot in the drive-through of McDonald's with her father. The dude was going after the father, but the girl was sitting in the back car and shot her to death. They just caught him a couple of days ago, 18-year-old. Guess who caught him? The police.
See? Now, I'm saying to myself, are we going to go out and put a posse down? Let's go back to how we always talk. We're going to go back to the – so are we going to posse up black neighborhood and men?
No.
And go
– We're not united. We're not
You and region – two regions close to each other.
Region 2.
And he in region 5. Y'all close. Y'all got a lot of killing going on up there. Just like we do here. But we're going to talk about how the look is for y'all. Y'all
but
on TV all the time.
But that's the whole point. It ain't no white up the kill. I'm just going. A lot of probably elders ain't going to like what I'm about to say. But no disrespect. But we got more black on black killing up here than you do white on black killing. Especially with the police officers. They just hyping the shit up. Especially doing social media. Nobody wants to talk about the black on black killing. Especially with these babies. About 3 weeks ago, we just had a 1-year-old toddler shot in the car over road rage, and he's in intensive care right now.
Yeah. Now,
guess who did the shooting?
No police. Now, let's go with this premise that they got our people on. No police. So who is going to distribute retribution? And y'all just said that no blacks on men, the black men watching their own kids get killed now at a low age, they haven't banded together to stop it. So we got Jesse Jackson and L. Sharpton run around on white on black shooting.
Right.
Never tell y'all about what's going on in the black community. That's devastating. Now, don't call the police now. I'm telling everybody, Perrine, Richmond Heights, Perrine, South Florida, the Overtown. Y'all niggas want to pretend like y'all hate the police? Don't call them. And let me see what happens. I'll give you 3 months.
You got family members that's police. You got family members. You grew up that's police.
We sure
you know,
do, but nobody asked
questions. I mean, how could you not acknowledge
not
them?
Just police, correctional officers, parole officers, the whole nine. Put them all in there. Judges, lawyers.
So I'm trying to figure out where the Saki is from this white man. This white man named Bello said he was going to do this with this party called the Democrats. And I'm going to show you everything they're doing now. Intimidation and violence. You got Maxine Waters. Now I'm going to show y'all something just in case you don't know the law. And I'm finding out everything. Every day I find out something new. Every day I find out something new. Now, what Maxine Waters did, she set up the appeal for that cop.
Right.
Because she spoke about the case. And she said, use intimidation. So they keyed in. The judge said, you know you can use what Maxine Waters said for your appeal. And he actually said the case would be dropped. I said, God damn, did he just say that? Go look it up. What
yeah,
he said
they
about
missed that part.
Up. Now, it's Maxine
they
Waters.
They missed that part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go look up the judge accused of Maxine Waters. And then he told the defense. That his lawyer, he said, you'll be able to use that for your appeal.
Yeah, see, this is when you know, when you look at that whole verdict and you look at all the so-called, finally we received justice and all that. And, you know, they got this old big old dummy who's never won a case, old Ty Tung. Ty Tung
Crump,
Sambo,
Crump.
Ain't never
Crump,
won,
Crump.
But he over the Black Lawyers Association, knowing that, you know, Auntie Maxine, or so-called, if she's named, when she came out there and she did that thing, they knew what they was doing, and you were encouraging these people, and that was okay, thank you for your showtime, but we're going to get you exonerated because I came out here on this platform and I told them to confrontation and all that, and this is how it's done. They knew what they was doing. She knew what she was doing when they did it.
Now, isn't that the same thing the man said, Baylor?
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me a minute. I'm gonna prove this that Black folks listening who are not in tune with what we do on this program, we just bring you the facts. Now, how come you ain't questioning her this? Since she claims she for you Black folks. Look what she said.
The National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
Put yourself on Cobra.
In Cobra, thank you. Congressman Waters, the global reparations movement is advancing mightily on the planet. Our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean are suing the nations of Europe that had involvement in the enslavement of the Caribbean.
Right.
In Europe, our brothers and sisters in London are crafting legislation. On the continent of Africa, we understand that there will be a major reparations conference in 2019-2020. Here in America, the only federal legislation, the federal push to have this country redress the crimes against African people has been H.R. 40. And now that Congressman Conyers is no longer there, we need someone to stand up and push this legislation forward. You have historically been a supporter of this legislation. We ask that you co-sponsor now, and not only co-sponsor, become an active co-sponsor. You have a relationship with the millennial as Auntie Maxine that no other congressperson has. And we're in Cobra, personally right now today, asking you to become more active in the role to push H.R. 40.
I'll be happy to do that. That's no problem. But let me tell you this. In order to get where we need to go on this issue and other issues, we've really got to understand that 2018 is important to taking back the House and taking back the Senate. And, of course, we've got to get the White House. If we want to get to the point where we can get reparations, we've got to have the power to do that. Number one, by having a supportive president would be wonderful, but taking back the House would be absolutely wonderful. And so, yes, I'm Maxine Waters. I am a progressive. I am a liberal. I am someone who is willing to step way outside of the box in order to do what America has not done. But let's understand, I need y'all to register and vote. I need to take back that House so that we can have a majority in the committee. I am the ranking member of the...
They got it now. That's a fact.
Hey, one quick note, bro. Wow. You know Benjamin Crump, that lawyer, and Jesse Jackson in the same fraternity?
Oh, yeah. They boule.
Hey, Bones. Yeah. Hey, Bones.
Go.
But one thing I would like to say, you know, a lot of the so-called sheep got caught up into the 51st state shit. And it's not really, and what they had to realize, it's not really about them. You know, it's about the power grab, like you said, and the ability to put in anything you want. And see, when you get that 51st, and one thing they don't know, if they get that 51st state for D.C. or that statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico and whoever, Botswana, if they're talking about it, if they get all that, they're going to be able to stack that institution where they can run through anything. Look, we're going to be looking at the AI robot, a police state by 2025, actually. And that's, like I say, 2025, that's the nine. And
well,
that's when everything's going to hit.
Agenda 20, y'all said it yourself. Many of y'all said it. Agenda 25.
It's their agenda. It's in the playbook. Agenda 2025. Artificial intelligence should be already set in everybody's state and country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be given to people on a premise. That's what they say. I'm reading their publication. There are people who want to become transhumanists. Now, because you don't like it, there are people who believe that machine and man shall integrate. And
it's a fact.
The guy that's the king, the father, the godfather, that man, he's an American inventor, futurist. He's involved in the field of optical character recognition, text type synthesis, speech recognition technology, electronic keyboard instruments. He was the beginning of that technology to synthesize and inevitably be a humanity merger with technology is in the mix. He got these books out. Artificial intelligence, AI, transhumanism. It's called a technology singularity. It's called technically singularity. Now, I'm saying to myself, this is some Star Trek shit. I know y'all think it ain't Star Trek.
It's Star Trek, it's Marvel Comics, it's all that.
Yeah, it's all that. And some chips. Y'all better sit back and watch your own comic book sci-fi theater come on to you in real life, because the cyborg we thought was just something. No. She's absolutely correct what you said earlier. It's not going to look like what you see on TV. It's already going to be inside the brain. Already inside the brain. So notice everybody that's been killing. I'm going back to what happened. They all had mental issues. I don't know about these new people, but the ones doing the shooting, the mass shooting, remember, they got that going on too now. Don't forget the mass shooters going on at the same time.
Now what about these young people with, like I said, going back to these recent shootings and the girl stabbing in Ohio, I'm willing to bet you that a lot of these news outlets are not putting in there that a lot of this stuff is stemming from arguments and shit on Facebook. So what is Facebook and this technology, you know, what kind of influence,
yes,
especially having on our young people, that dopamine.
That's your programming platform.
Yeah,
that's your programming platform. Yeah. That's the programming platform. Playing these video games is a programming platform.
Yes.
Watching certain televisions, movies and things, and you're not watching it correctly,
because your mind is just totally, what they call it on Hulu, mushy brain. So
mushy
when your
brain.
Mind becomes mushy brain, you're susceptible of being programmed. You become a puppet, and then they can control you because they'll tell you what to do. You don't have your brain no more. They got it. They just sucked it up. So these are war tactics.
We can't have all y'all talking. You were saying, what
yeah.
you saying?
Can I say something? Because I ain't talked in about 3 weeks.
Oh, you got to say it again?
Look up, put in your browser 5159703, and you will see how they turn your ass into a material candidate.
Are
you saying a sleeper cell? That's a sleeper cell.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep,
yeah.
That's right.
That's
give it.
It
to him one more time.
Yeah, please.
5159703. Just look that number up, put it in your browser, and go to school.
Mm-hmm. And then again, remember I said we create good and evil. That's the one thing about this technology. You can just punch in something and get a litany of information. You say, my God, look how much connected to this. And it does take a team. That's why I say the dry bow, I called it, because it's a connection of minds, connection of people, connection of spirits.
One more thing, man. If you
get all that.
Depending on that phone in your hand, we are cyborgs anyway. If you
that's
get
right.
on that computer to find that shit, we cyborgs already.
Right. So we was thinking that big thing on the side of his head. Even though that big thing represented the mainframe, it was just like we didn't realize how intensified they made it into small minds, like the phone, like you just said. First, it was the beeper. Because the beeper, I realized the evolution. And that's why we got to look at what's going into the evolution, into what's going to be into our reality. The tracking came, most fights were from tracking devices. In relationships, these are tracking devices now. And because of the
mm-hmm.
tracking device.
And look at the communicators that was in Star Trek back in the late 60s. They were showing
right.
us that in and all the technology in the Jetsons cartoons.
That's
the
right.
ship was right there.
Right there. And then we watching the Star Trek, y'all heavy with the vibrations. You see, that's what Bones, look what his name was, Bones. Bones was vibrating them with the harmonic tricorder. And he would be able to diagnose. We all think that's made up. Some people, not all y'all, of course, on this line. We just want to reach
beam me up, Scotty. I control your body.
Yeah, that's it. And beam me up, Scotty. The molecules split. All our molecules
went. They can break your molecules down and transport you somewhere else. All the technology that they showed us is to let us know what they had already got in plan and are working on at that time. So they were working on it. That stuff is perfected now. They're out there doing what they're doing. They have portals everywhere. They can open up a portal anywhere. It's basically when you control that frequency and all of us got water in us, hey, control that frequency, and that's it. And they know how to master it.
And the power of the water thing is the purification process. That's why we're going
to
get the spiritual. I'm putting it all together with y'all. Y'all said spiritual, you saying portal. You and I both witnessed from the information, I think Brother West even said the two. The two black holes went into each other. Did y'all see that? The two black holes went into a woodworm. It crossed each other. It was all on. You didn't see that, sister?
Yes,
no,
I did.
Didn't
I'm
see
sorry.
That.
Some water. They posted it on.
They two black holes. Look this up, everybody. Two black holes merged, came from out of each other, and they said they grew stronger. Sure did. Now whether it's true or not, go to Google.
Now if it grew stronger, what is it letting in?
That's why y'all said portal
coming out of that, or something's going in it because
y'all
they use
portal.
Different.
And that's what I seen.
Right.
They
use different frequencies to let things in and out. And we have that ability, but we're suppressed. When you're suppressed, you can't open up things. We can't even mentally come together because it's so suppressed our frequencies are so suppressed.
Or depressed.
Low, they tell you
yeah.
that.
Well, that thing is depressed.
Depressed.
Now, many of you on the line, we're in the second, first half. We want y'all to jump in on the line. The lines are lit up. Everybody's a lot of people. Thank y'all for listening. Appreciate it. We're going to make sure you leave here knowing that the facts matters. But everything y'all just heard is not only coming to fruition, all came out the minds of a small few. And I hate to say this, but the schools they named, I mean, Chicago, I'm scared for y'all, man. It's so crazy-minded individuals coming out that hemisphere up there. And just John Hopkins, these schools, we told you last week, the founder of all our medicine-type thinking, Abraham Flexner. See, these are mindsets that got money behind it. And this one here got all the money behind it. Listen carefully. This brother here, if he is a brother, or is he human, listen to what he's saying.
Well, by 2020, we'll have computers that are powerful enough to simulate the human brain, but we won't be finished yet with reverse engineering the human brain and understanding its methods. One of my main themes, and I've developed this thesis over 30 years, is that information technology grows exponentially. The power of computers, our understanding of the human brain, the spatial resolution of brain scanning, the number of bits we move around the internet, I mean, many different measures of information technology double every 1 year, every 11 months, 13 months, depending on what you're measuring. So these technologies will be a million times more powerful within 20 years. 20 years. In fact, the speed of exponential growth is itself speeding up. So in 25 years, these technologies will be a billion times more powerful than they are today. And we've already seen that kind of progress. When I was an undergraduate, we all shared computer at MIT that took up half a building. The computer on your cell phone today is a million times cheaper and 1,000 times more powerful. That's a billion-fold increase in price performance of computing since I was an undergraduate. By 2029, and I've been quite consistent on this date, we will have completed the reverse engineering of the human brain. And we've already made very good progress on that. We've reverse engineered a number of different regions, like the cerebellum, which is responsible for our skill formation, and slices of the cerebral cortex where we do our recursive thinking, and the auditory cortex, the visual cortex, and so on. By 2029, we'll have reverse engineered and modeled and simulated all the regions of the brain, and that will provide us the software, algorithmic methods to simulate, you know, all of the human brain's capabilities, including our emotional intelligence. And computers at that time will be far more powerful than the human brain. And we'll be able to create machines that really do have the subtlety and suppleness of human intelligence. And they'll combine that power with ways in which machines are already superior to us. They can harness all of human knowledge with a few keystrokes. It can remember billions of things accurately. They can share knowledge at electronic speeds that are a million times faster than human language. So it'll be a very powerful combination. But the last point I'll make is that it's not some alien invasion of intelligent machines coming from Mars to invade us. It's coming from within our civilization. And the whole point of it is to extend our reach. Ever since we picked up a stick to reach a higher branch, we've used our tools to extend our reach. We can now already extend our reach mentally. I can take out a device from my pocket and access all of human knowledge with a few keystrokes. Half the farmers in China have these devices and can do the same thing. It is spawning a real cultural revolution in China and around the world, and these tools are continuing to grow exponentially in power. The singularity is not just that point where we achieve human level of intelligence in a machine. I mean, that will start a new revolution where these machines will continue to grow exponentially in power. They'll be able to actually improve their own software design. By 2045, we'll have expanded the intelligence of our human-machine civilization a billion-fold. That will be a singularity. We borrowed this metaphor from physics to talk about an event horizon that's hard to see beyond. Well, it's not the case that I'm only looking at the optimistic side. I mean, I am an optimist, and I do think we've been helped more than we've been hurt by technology already. Human life expectancy was 37 in 1800, and human life was very hard, disaster-prone, labor-filled, disease-filled, and so on. But I've actually written extensively about the dangers of all this. Bill Joy's article on the cover of Wired magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, which talked about the grave dangers of genetics, nanotechnology, and robotics, came from my book. He says at the beginning of the article, he got these ideas from my book, The Age of Spiritual Machines. And chapter 8 of The Singularity is Near is called The Deeply Intertwined Promise Versus Peril of GNR, Genetics, Nanotechnology, and Robotics. I'm working extensively with the Army to develop a rapid response system to deal with the possible abuse of biotechnology. So about the same technologies that are empowering us to reprogram biology away from cancer and heart disease could also be used by a bioterrorist to reprogram a biological virus to be more deadly or more communicable. And the good news is we actually have the scientific tools to defend ourselves, just like we defend ourselves from software viruses with a rapid response system. And we need to put a system like that in place. But it's not accurate to say that I'm only painting a rosy future and that I have a utopian vision. My vision's not utopian. The power of these technologies will grow exponentially. I believe that is inexorable. That has gone on for the last 110 years since the 1890 census. What we do with these technologies is not preordained. That future history has not been written. I am very concerned about the downsides. I've written extensively about them, and in fact I'm working on defending against those. I am optimistic that we will get more promise than peril, but they both exist. The technology has been a double-edged sword ever since fire and stone tools.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. He left it on an ancient principle. It's been around since fire and tools. So, you know, this is what they've been pushing. What's your thoughts on this? Looks like he actually saying parts of the article so long, they plan to put a nanotechnology in your eyeball. It'll fuse into your eyeball and make you connect your eye. Your physical eye will be connected to the internet, where you will see better vision and everything. This came out of one of the articles I read, and I said, my goodness, can you imagine a generation that's coming up who may be blind? I'm going to use the good in it. And they give them eyes now, like the $6 million man.
Hey, fix some cataracts, huh?
I mean, they've been transhuman enough for a long time. What's y'all? Go ahead, jump in. They've been transhuman enough for a long time.
What's his name? Ray Kurzweil?
Ray Kurzweil.
Ray
Kurzweil. Dr. Ray Kurzweil.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, boom.
First engineer in the mind. MIT, all of them, they've been working on this. So they already got somebody, people that's already volunteered and,
yeah,
you know, got it in the
that's
eye. Using it to see if they will maintain mentally, if their brain is strong enough to hold that piece of metal in their eye and things. So, yeah, I mean, this is real. This is stuff that they actually are doing. They have patents on. They're actually doing it.
Yeah.
And they let us know. They let us know. That's what,
so basically,
when they put out these,
we got to hope we don't come across something on this level as we progress in life, because it's possible you might see a Terminator figure. I mean, think about that, everybody.
Well, right. And we're going to have our family members. We're going to have family members, not now, but probably in the future, that will probably be like that. So this is something we really got to, in our mind, put our will, you know, are we going to be able to change our children's mind, or are they really going to be susceptible to all of this, and is this their future? You know
what
I'm saying?
Okay, what about y'all?
A weapon.
Hey, boom.
It's all weapons.
Hold on.
Infinite warfare.
Hold on. Go ahead. Jump in.
What we just heard was that the perfect utopia was already set up on Nixon's travel to China. They had made that deal. That's my understanding of what I just heard, was the perfect utopia
was already set up with the clock maker when Nixon went to China, and we sold our futures there. And then that's when the PSYOPs was probably created with all those other brothers that were sent to Russia and China with the Marxists and the Panthers and all that. And if we look back on that history and that story or the timeline that we seen from the Nixon and China and the evolution of what is taking place today, that technology was already set up. And then on the point of the AI with the eye and everything, as we've seen with the many chief executive officers, the CEOs or the presidents of the corporations, that when they come into that seat, and if you look at their eyes before they get in and you look at the eye after that they've left, when you look at that movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he was XCI, whatever, and then he had to get into the lab, he had to use his eye, or the eye of Molech, a lot of them have, a lot of the CEO's eyes, it looks like sleepy. So they have to take the eye, or the eye of Horus, or whatever, to in order to see the secrets and get into the facility of the Pentagon amongst the daily briefing. So they've taken that eye, and the eye is there. And this
facial recognition.
Recognition.
And the fact that you know this to be true, at the airport, everybody been traveling, they already got this thing called eye something that you put your eyes on the machine, and it gets you to go to the airport faster. I forgot. It's called Clear. It's called Clear.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your eyes on it.
And now with a lot of these phones now, you cut them on by initiating with your fingerprint now, too.
Yeah, fingerprint recognition. Mine's got that craziness on. I noticed that myself. Look at this.
Your face. The iPhone got your face. They didn't went from the They stopped the fingerprint and went directly to your face. So if you want
to
turn your phone on, if you want
to
do anything, you put your face up there.
Well, I see the eyes, and the eyes tell a lot. If y'all go to the doctor, you know, I have to wear glasses. Like, they can see if you got high blood pressure, diabetes. Is all that could be seen in your eyes. So when they do your eyes exam, or whatever y'all do, or to get keep your eyes, the eyes is very important. And remember what the man said. He said, you see with your eyes, all physical. All thoughts are physical. But we're going to go to a commercial break.
Let me say this right quick.
Yeah.
The companies now, if you're with a utility company and things like that, anything like that of that manner, now recording your voices so that way you can get through faster to a representative, or the AI can take care of you faster by recognizing your voice. And they'll say, oh, Mrs. Howard, Steve called in again. Are you calling about this situation? It's already out there. All they got to do is
already out there. Now, those are the startup companies. Those you into trading and all that taught me. I'm starting to see that these are the companies, the ones that's going to make life easier on us with AI. They're going to be the big futures. Let me go to commercial break.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right. You can also just do Cash App at DryBone7. That's, see how easy they make it now? You can just Cash App you. It's amazing.
That's right.
It's amazing. DryBone7 Cash App. Do it. Right now, we get back to Antoinette, Wednesday nights. Could be Thursday nights. Could be Friday nights. Y'all just check on it. She could be having everybody. Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame. She don't have Brother Ray. And they had Brother Kwame with Sister X. Check that one out. That was just done recently. So check that one out. That's hot. All right. So let's get back to this. Fuck the police. And AI is next. Now, what I'm seeing, if they create a humanoid police force, I think the people will go along with it, personally. Especially like
a lot of people go along with the COVID shots. Now, you always going to have a group of people that's going to go along with the narrative.
Yeah, but that's
how we have no control.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a dangerous narrative that no one's talking about, and we'll be bringing that brief. Because Dr. Shirahit Bahati and Dr. Karina Rice, we're going to talk about them a little later on because that coronavirus and the way Europe is going berserk. See, y'all don't listen. Not y'all on there on the phone, but the people ain't even watching the news properly because Europe is fighting back. Ain't nobody.
Yes.
So you got to go to their news.
Yes, they are. They are.
You got to go to your news. And Canada fighting back. So,
yes. Canada marching down the street they live and tell the truth. They walking down
right.
with signs and everything.
So,
talking about we know for alien government. Tell the truth. Now, I was shocked when I was like,
I was
what?
Shocked when I seen that dude in Canada. I was real shocked. I said, man, Canada getting death-defying up in there. And the thing about this is everybody watching the United States. The whole world watched the Floyd case practically. And I just want to know what the whole world thinks. Now, I want everybody to know this. Just look at the world police. If you think it's bad here, just look at the police. Just do it one day. Let me look at the police around the world. And just punching the whatever, Indonesia police. Man, they whooping motherfuckers' asses. Prostitution at an unbelievable high. I said, wow. They chasing down gangster grandmas for whoredom. I said, this is great. Then you go over to the Russia, don't seem like they're going to take too much shit. Then you go to the big countries. And you say, wait a minute, hold on. The police look vicious all over the world right now. And I'm going to read what a banker said. Y'all jump in. This is a banker. I ain't got nothing to do with this. This came out of a very unbelievable. The global reset, all this technology is a spiritual. They believe they bringing down Mother Gaia. I'm not making this up. The loosest trust. We did a show on this a long time. It's the loosest trust. And Lucifer is actually a woman. Lucifer is Lucy. So the bright and morning star, and then those of us that get spiritual, ruled by Venus.
Lucifer Venus?
Venus. That's right. Sir. I just said Venus. So certain people, even men, are ruled by Venus. That's why some men could be friends with a lot of women, still like women and all that, because they got the Venus touch. And they know all this, galactic stuff. And you know how they showed us? The Great Gazoo. Remember the Jetsons? He was green.
Oh, yeah. Oh, was that the Flintstones?
The Gazoo came out in a... Oh, a Flintstone. That's right. The Great Gazoo.
Yeah,
the
little green Flintstone.
The little green Martian.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Planet.
There you go.
That's Good. Right.
One of my favorite, the Flintstone. He came out green as Venus. And so this is like magic show 101. And I think all y'all like Harry Potter today, even though It's like we like wizards who got to know what's going on. It's like people say, "Oh, you tripping." I said, "Okay, watch. Watch and see." Because many of you on this line, if you're able to see, you heard you said, if you in the know, it's like a things kind of save you from stuff. And I can say I've been through some death-defying areas that shit happened and nothing happened to me. Not saying it can't. I'm just saying you be thinking like, well, because my mind is always thinking that what's really happening all around us. Even if mm-hmm. sisters, don't go to the banks by yourself, please. Do not. I'm gonna give y'all some clues. This is what they plan to shut down everything. Now this man said, and you know who he is, Brother D. We revisit a letter of a globalist friend. This was in 1999. A chilling revolution of our revelation of our true political status. This is based off the COVID scam and the Great Reset. Says we want, this is quote, we want you to become fully integrated technology into our new society. Our children are not yours. They are ours. You must inoculate them. You must bring them to the hospitals. If we decree or if we take them from you, we supply all money for you. At any whim of the desire, we can stop the money supply or cause a complete crash altogether. We can then order the president to declare all money worthless and that we will have a new money. All your stash of cash will go up in smokes in a moment's time. Don't you need food? Unquote. By a banker that was given out of
the thing. That sounds like an alien threat to me. That sounds like an alien threat, for real.
And think about it. It said, at any time, we can call in, and all the cash flow. Now, I'm giving y'all a clue, because Biden going to collapse it. Oh, that's the only way he can stay in power.
Hey, bro, they already got everybody set up with a digital wallet, man.
Yep.
Okay, all they wait for one more crisis to say what you just said. The money ain't no damn good. It's got COVID on it, got that virus. There it is. Get your digital wallet. You can be activated. That's where your money at.
It's in there. And all the money digital.
They're touch money now. They scared. They so scared of everything. I look at them like, really? I mean, all these diseases, all this warfare they've been doing to us for decades, and now all of a sudden you instantly scared? I'm like, really? I mean, we grew up with all of this. It ain't stopped.
They had Project Veritas. Project Veritas came on TV. Many of y'all seen it. The dude worked for CNN. Technical problem. Said we pumped COVID because it was big money. Our network said, got to go COVID. That's why we believe it. That's exactly why. I mean, you can't get no clearer than the person who's perpetrating the crime telling you, this is what we did. Y'all watch ID channel. Some people who kill you tell you the whole story. Well, you know, I strangled her and then I twisted her around and threw her over the bed and then I felt like she made me mad. And you'd be like, this motherfucker crazy. So this is what they're doing. And now the Great Reset, like brother said, a wallet. Now, we got to get into those of you who work jobs and everything like that, you better start asking them what happens if they collapse. And then look at their face. That's where you know they playing with your money. Just look in their eyes. Don't all you guys do is say, what happened?
But now that's if you have a job, because like what's going on here with me and you talked about this about a month ago with a lot of the local, state, and federal government jobs. You're not necessarily going to lose them, but your ass going to be working from home now. And it's already happening, even in the prisons now with a lot of the administration and everything. They're not working at the facilities no more. They working from home. And this is going. This is permanent. You ain't got to worry about spending no gas. You can get up in the morning. You ain't got to worry about buying no more clothes, no gym shoes, boots, none of that shit. You can sit up in your pajamas all day and the rag on your head. doing your work.
AI is going to be everywhere. AI going to take care of you. AI going to cook for you. AI going to do everything that you need.
Wait,
so
I'm
now in prisons, they're going to have that all. They're going to reconstruct the prisons. It's going to be all AI.
Well,
so
Florida did it.
A restaurant
in Florida said they couldn't find workers and got robots. Sure did. Look it up. I'm going to ask you.
And you know why they can't find workers? The same thing going up here. You know why they can't find workers? Because they got them on under unemployment and that all that
universal
extra stimulus money now.
It's gonna
some
it's
people
gonna
saying,
universal.
Well, why the fuck
right.
should I go
we
back to work when I'm getting all this free money?
Why
now, universal income.
Exactly.
And I showed you that. I said it as soon as we was talking, you did a post, and I went on the news, and I said, damn, did he say Chicago will be the pilot for the universal income? I said, wow, New York is one. California got two spots. But y'all heard when I said
all the Democratic hot spots, basically.
Yeah, but, which is what they want, chaos. It's called Order Out of Chaos. Y'all better look that up. But it's a letter to Globus. Y'all look this up, please. I'm not making this up. This is a fact. The letter from the Globus friends was 1999. Here it is, everybody. I found it. I found it, y'all. I found it. Y'all should be sending in donations immediately to Drive Bowl 7 at Hop at a Cash App. Thank you. Immediately. This is unreal. I couldn't make this up. So y'all Google me right now. The Congressional Records, January 19th, 1999, is called the Government Secret Reform Act, brought in by Patrick Moynihan, Jesse Helms, Locke, Douche, Thompson, Collins, and Chuck Schumer. The bill to provide a system of classified information and internal of national security and a system of declassification information for other purposes to the Committee on Government Affairs. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this is on. If y'all just go look it up, when you see this bill, you have to say to yourself, holy shit, why didn't the NAACP stop this? It's so long, but I just want you to show May 7th, all the commissioners, Jesse Helm, it's called the report to the accompany of the bill. I mean, if I read this, it's almost like a Twilight Zone. About Kennedy assassination, all that's in there. Conspiracy theories that have been with us since birth of the Republic, best known to the most notorious, is of course unwillingness of the part of the vast majority of the American public to accept that President Kennedy was assassinated on, wow, 1963. Wow. They even got that in there. That's why no one can ever open up the cases. They got you watching TV, believing they can open it up just to keep your mind. Can't do it. And this was done during the same time of this letter to the globalists, the chilling revelation of the political status. So they already knew. And some of these people are still in power. And guess who else? It's beyond most people who don't want to hear this shit. The vanguard. If you notice, the black women are like very ruthless in politics now. They even got the men, if they do not do a transhuman, see what's the word, trans? Human tranny. Now, that's the man who want to be a woman. The trannies are now getting high position.
Yeah, you got one in California, but Bruce Jenner getting ready to run for governor of California.
Governor.
Governor, man.
Bruce Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is going to be the high
Richard. 1976. Go ahead.
In the
Decathlon. That's right.
On the
Wheaties
box.
Decathlon. Boy, I wish I had that box. That box probably worth some money now. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Think about that, y'all. Bruce Jenner Not even Cosby. You can't even call him out. Because if you call him Bruce, he can sue you because of the new laws they put in. Because, you know, you can't say nothing against him now. You can't say, if you call Bruce Jenner Brucey, instead of saying, what's his new name? I don't know the new name, but.
Oh, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn. Yeah, if you don't say Caitlyn, and you say you call him Bruce, he could sue you for civil rights. Now, go look that up. All you civil rights-minded individuals. How could that happen? Now, all I can say is transhumanism is part of the hermaphrodite cult. Put transhumanism, hermaphrodites, and all that training, you'll start to see it's worldwide. That's why when people ask you slavery. Are the aliens looking like this?
Weapons. I'm telling you, they're like fantastic. It's genius. They're weapons. Everything is a weapon. I'm like, yo, you're taking these people, they're getting you prepared. You're going to see other beings that don't really look like you. So this is your mental preparation. You have to know what a transhuman is, what a trans, you know, trainee is. You have to know this is the manipulation of the genes, the bio, everything. So to make this perfect weapon, it's not about a perfect human. It's about a perfect weapon. You've got to have a perfect weapon. So when you go offshore or go into any other realm, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to see if these weapons are going to be bulletproof so that when you invade and start to take over that that world or that realm or that planet or whatever you want to call it, because we got so many different spell words, this is how they take, this is how you do it. So they're getting
Let's take the cop for
these wars because they want, they already said it. They said it. They put it in the game. Infinite warfare. So now they push infinite warfare.
We got Infinity War, Marvel Comics, Infinity War.
I want to be the greatest weapon. I want to have superpowers. Okay. You want to be the greatest weapon.
Well, we got that. We're the greatest weapon, but we ain't the greatest weapon. They create the greatest weapon. They create the
silent
greatest
weapons
weapon.
For quiet wars. War. Look that up. Silent weapons for quiet wars.
You can't take nothing against that man. That's what it is. William Cooper, y'all. And again, we got to ask ourselves, if they got these PSYOP people, like y'all said, because some of y'all say y'all met him, and if this is true, what about the police officer? Did you look at his eyes? Did you look at that police officer's eyes when he was on that man's neck?
Hey, remember you came on, yeah. They was under that Tetra, that program.
Drive on.
T-E-T-R-A, Tetra. Remember that?
Okay, I hear you, Lo. Go ahead. I hear you. Get close to the mic, and then sister, go ahead.
Yeah, Tetra. T-E-T-R-A. Remember that? You did a program on that?
That's right. Tetra. Oh, yeah, when they were doing the, oh, my goodness. It's amazing some of the programs we did. I look back. Thanks for y'all joining us on them. Go ahead, sister.
I was just going to say what the brother said in Chicago about all the killings that goes on with the black-on-black crime. And there's nothing, there's no bills passed for these black little kids who get killed by drive-bys, black-on-black crimes. And the folks that's on the line here, how do we continue to support, you know, foolish bills like the Asian bills, whereas somebody get killed in Georgia, and because they're the Chinaman that the Democrat Party loves, we allow that bill to get passed. Now George Floyd, he's made as a martyr. Everybody loves this man who used to rob people, you know. There's some horrific crimes in the past. He didn't deserve to die like that, of course, but to be martyred as George Floyd bill, and if people look at the bill, the most important thing that I just looked at, because I never even heard of the bill until just now, but the bill says they're going to restrict the military for providing the local police officers with supplies and ammunition and guns and everything like that. So what the Democrats do is they create these foolish bills to throw in things to hinder us. So when they come over and want to take over the police department, the police department is not going to have any weapons to defend you all. So the people on this line that support the fact that the police are the bad guy and we say fuck the police, what's going to happen is we're not going to have the police help the PD, which is in the black community, that have these black kids, the black kids who get hit by these drive-by people, and there's no bills passed, there's no talk, there's no coverage of all these thousands of black kids that get killed. And then we sit here looking at 15 unarmed black men who got killed probably last year. They want to create a bill. We got seven people that got Asian people who got killed in Georgia. They want to create a bill. Thousands and thousands of black innocent people get killed in the black ghettos, and y'all continue to sit around and vote these people in.
I think it's also your area. No, she's talking about her area because her area, she sees this in her area because she ain't gonna. The line can't be. We ain't all saying this.
No, I'm talking about. There's thousands of people that's on this line that listen to the Drive On Show.
Exactly.
There's thousands and thousands of people who support Democrats. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about online.
Correct.
His airways get a lot. Thousands and thousands of people that listen to the show, and thousands and thousands. There's millions of people who support this bill, the George Floyd bill. And if you look at it, it doesn't make sense. People just need to start reading these bills and reading stuff instead of.
You just said you didn't even see the bill until you heard this today.
No, sir, I just read it just now. I didn't even know anything.
You can't read
it. Check this out, though. Now, even before that bill came along, after George Floyd initially was killed by the police officer, supposedly, his girlfriend somehow, some way, went to the UN and came up with some rhetoric talking about defund the police to the UN, which ain't nobody been talking about.
Now, think about it. That was a perfect analogy. That's global. Thank you. Now, see, that's how you got to know something ain't right. Because you got to wonder, how does that go to the UN in front of the UN Council? It's a UN Council. And it's only like 10 people who really the top nations control everything. So we got this group, this sister come out of nowhere. Don't know her, but, I'm sure she was invited by Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. See, that's the connection.
That's part of the agenda. They trained her to do that. Everything
so she
is
goes
like...
Right.
She's trained.
So hold on. Let me ask y'all this. Now, don't you find it like, for instance, I watched Shock G before he died, and he made this appeal to this chick. I didn't know the name was Amanda something. So I said, who the hell is Amanda something? And he made the song, and he looked at really like he was about to just cash out because he was at some hotel down in Tampa. He showed it, and I go look at the chick.
Had the Super Bowl, huh?
Yep. He died in Tampa. Sure did. Tampa, Florida. He's actually from Tampa, but he moved to the West Coast. Yeah, and so this is why I say I don't know what's going on, but he made a passionate appeal to this woman. I didn't know Todd Bridges used to be with her too. I said, man, there's some crazy shit going on when I stayed there with my boy, the one who died, the white porn star, I can't think of his name. Oh man, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all. He ended up taking pictures when she was. So I'm saying, man, so these cats were already worshiping the white world. When you look at most of them. I think Lil Wayne is now engaged to a white woman. So basically, your whole
how we know these women ain't witches and these dudes being sacrificed.
Well, exactly.
That's
how we know that. Now, what you thinking? The movie that you just heard, the thing that you just said that man was able to do with the brain, was in the movie Get Out.
That's right.
White witches. He married to one of them.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele married the one himself. So it's almost a joke in reality, tragedy at the same time. Because that is exactly what this man is advocating. We can take the brain. We can put your brain in somebody else's brain.
Yep.
Almost like Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Get Out was about.
We saw the same thing in Captain America, the Winter Soldier, too.
See, what part was that? Where they took the brain out?
That scientist that was working with the Red Skull, somehow he ended up putting his brain in the machine, too.
Bam. The Red Skull.
Now, isn't that what the Catholics believe in, where another entity can go into your body and possess you and cause you to do things? Like Nicki Minaj said she was Romeo, that she get possessed by Romeo. I mean, hey.
So, oh, like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
Yes. Beyonce,
she was
Sasha.
Right. And then
Snoop Dogg
had to come Snoop Lion. Remember he did the ritual? See, I watch a lot of
who's
stuff.
The top witch? Who's the top witch? Who got the village over there? Who's the top? Who is it?
I think Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. That's
right.
Martha
Stewart. Now, everybody gravitates to this, but I'm telling you, the elite blacks, they are in on this. There's no reason to jump to this black and white stuff when the high levels of our society, so to speak, is already cyborg. And Alexandria.
Maxine Waters is the honorary Delta. All these so-called black folks in these high positions are boule. That ain't no accident.
Yeah. It's not by accident. It's not by accident. Come on, y'all. That's why I said we got to come to grips. Y'all came to grips. But people got to come to grips.
The fraternities run everything. The Freemason fraternities, the Skull and Bone fraternities, and you know the Shriner fraternities. We got fraternities everywhere. So they run everything.
The Shriners is very Islamic, and again, anybody who knows these cults and the Fezzes, now this is why I keep saying the story that we're going to do our own, that over there is going to bring everybody to see that this is considered the second coming. In the name of one Dr. Funkenstein, but it's like Dr. Funkenstein. It's like Dr. Funkenstein. Make my body give it to mine to fun with the rest. See, that's how you know how long this knowledge has been in existence. Because even from those and to them to now, we see that there's a cult element to everything. And that's why I just tell people, you have to know that your whole life experience is occultic. It ain't normal. It's a cultic influence on all of us. And this one with the transhumanists, now let me say, you heard that man say, I want y'all to listen carefully. Canada, listen, I know y'all listening. The doctor I want all y'all to look up is Dr. Shikarek Bakadi. Now, he a Thai German. He's a microbiologist. You ever wonder why people be having false positive? One minute you got it, your wife don't got it, and blah, blah, blah. Well, just by anything else, he made it simple for a fool to understand. And I've explained it just like he did, just one small of it. If you drink, the legal limit is set. Didn't say you couldn't drink. Just like said, didn't say you didn't have the coronavirus in you. Coronavirus in you. All kind of coronavirus. And if you get stopped by police and you're below a certain, boom, you don't go to jail. You at a certain level, boom, you go to jail. Well, the coronavirus testing was never given a calibrational mark. So you can always come up with a false positive. And this was proven.
Even if you got a cold or allergies or so-called allergies or the flu, you're right. You will test positive.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they've been... It's just like anything. They know you got it in you, but they played on you. And this is why I had to read the Emergency Act signed in 19, when Prince came out with 1999, they came out with the Government Secret Reform Act. Same thing as Banker, Eddie Murphy movie Trading Places. Then they killed the director, Alan Russo. Yeah, Trading Places. What you're trading? Places with what? Today. And so these doctors got together. They've been blackballed. Now, one thing about Trump, he had to play both sides because he was on a death mission. They told him, you talking good, but they're gonna try to kill you. And he did something that he tried to warn, but he couldn't stop it. They already had Pfizer ready. They already had it ready. So he said warp speed because the military told him to. He had to file that shit. He was telling you all the clues hydrochloroquine could save it. He did everything he could before they said, time's up.
Fake news. He put that out there, too.
He put everything out there.
He told people the news was fake.
He told you. He told you everything was this, that, this. Yet they came after him because he knew the forces. He said they evil. He seen evil. Not like we ain't see like this. Well, they would tell you we gonna kill you, everybody, and they got the technology. We wouldn't even know they did it. They really wanted to. They just put a warp electromagnetic pulse meter and blow his whole family up.
They can shoot some shit through these damn 5G towers, which are all in the black neighborhoods, by the way.
Right. And knock them
out. Wipe your mind out. And
that's right.
Wipe your mind out.
And wipe
they
you out.
Wipe your mind out.
Now keep that
just
thought.
Just like that, the device they use in Men in Black, they erase your memory.
Erase your memory, see?
It works. It's real. That shit works. And they are using it on the public 24/7. If you're not aware of it or you're not, let's say, wise or your mind ain't there on that level, your frequency ain't risen like it's supposed to see this shit, they are actually using this on us, you know, and then they pushing it off as what? Oh, they're losing their memories. Maybe it's because of this defect. We need to investigate why they're losing their
Alzheimer's
mind.
And all this other bullshit.
Alzheimer's.
Exactly.
And then they're giving you the medicine for Alzheimer's.
Why they dropping aluminum bombs through them chemtrails, man.
It's aluminum. They have to keep us weak. They have to keep us weak mentally and physically in order to take us over. They have to. And that's how, and so that they can create their weapons. Because this is a takeover. I mean, it's always been a planetary takeover. They got to get the weapons under control now. And then you got all these different alien leaders that own these different states is getting all their money and shit together, their investments that they got. And they got on the market, on their market, on the beast market. So they got all that collaborated up, and this is how they rolling. We and that's why they said, you don't own you. We own you because we're going to put you out there and make you our weapon because we need this, we need that, we need you over here, we need you to go to this planet, we need you to go here, we need you to go mine this asteroid for us. I need you to mine this asteroid. I'll cut you a deal. You in. Even if it's just pennies, you in on that deal because you know you're part of something.
Did that sound far off to some of y'all? Well, just go look up SpaceX. Go look up SpaceX. And they are talking about mining. And they're going to Mars. They're supposedly land something on Mars. I can't say 100% because, you know, they did take the moon landing, in my opinion, from what I've seen from facts. But let's go with that. They keep saying Mars. They keep saying it. Let me get a call in here. You've been waiting. Let me go to 4853 before I do the commercial. Go ahead, 4853.
Man, I've been waiting for you to bring my ass in, bro. That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
I'm glad you joined us.
You had me up in the nosebleed seats, bro. I wanted to go. I got to go back to when they were talking about Chicago and whatnot.
Go ahead, jump in.
You look at
Sofia.
Two of the main cities that the wars was going on or the manipulation was what? Chicago and New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oscar Nazis in the Mafia movie with Don Corleone and the old Jewish man, he said, your father and I, when he was talking to Anthony, your father and I used to go up to Canada during this prohibition and
right.
take the liquor.
Yep.
So basically the same thing is going on. And I also wanted to speak to that name, Amanda. Look at that word, Amanda. She's a female, supposedly, but her name is man, a man.
Mm-hmm.
You that's know, when you were talking about.
That's the AI one, right?
Yeah. Everything back. See, y'all are really
on point.
I thought
it was Sophia.
Everything is basically going.
No, Sophia's the white one. There's a black
hey,
one.
You spell it backwards,
okay.
You got Adam, man. You spell it backwards, you got Adam.
Yeah, because she's the first.
Right.
The black one was the first one. We played her, and she was saying some things, and she got that. She said the same thing. They're going to take over. That's what she said.
Yeah. All of these
why
things.
Why are they being so upset?
You know,
they meant that.
The key.
Because they using everything with the AI. The AI is what's telling them what to do. Well, we're looking up in the kitchen. We're putting in the system. Let's see what it say. Well, let's put this under the microscope and let's see what the AI say. Well, let's do this. That's why CRISPR is advanced. That's why they know how to manipulate now everybody's DNA, genetic structures from.
Well, you heard the man. The man told you.
I think it was 2011. And the scientists were saying they made a mistake because they connected all the computers as they was testing that AI. And then they started fearing what AI could do because tying all the computers together, AI know all the evil that mankind has done, going through all these different countries, waging war, killing and pillaging people for no damn reason, but they wanted the resources of that country. You know, just like going back to, what was that, Pearl Harbor. It's evident in the paperwork that the United States caused that just so they can get in the war. Just like what Dry Bones was talking about them killing Kennedy. Even Papa Bush, the day that they opened those files, he confessed that he had something to do with Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah. And
why not brag
and
about it if nothing could be done?
Got immunity. Because of what took place. Yeah. You see this all the time. What about when they wanted to open up the files, or did they go to the moon? Then they got other files about the aliens in Roswell. We don't know if it's made up at this point in time or is it real. But we do see that there's a...
Just like in the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, they stood up there and told you that the FBI was involved in killing Fred Hampton. Guess what?
Right.
What the
right.
fuck are you going to do about it now?
Right. Because we're in a different time. And I think that could be a psyop for our minds, too, because we keep equating back to a time that could not be done like it is today. Like police killing back in the time of our grandparents was much easier to do. Much easier to do. They had a more terrifying time. What they're doing to us now is trying to take that terror that they experienced and harness it into this time. And that's where the disconnect, because... We can
whatever
see everything.
Get you under control.
It's being
you
used as a weapon.
It's being used as a weapon. We can see everything now.
That's right. It's being used as a weapon. That's right.
Yeah.
Greetings, family. Hey, Dry Bones.
Go ahead. Jump in.
I just want to say one thing. I didn't greet everybody, so I say greetings, family. But I want to say this. Bess in the West used to always talk about how important spirituality is. Everything that we're speaking on is reference to a thought that they're putting in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not speaking to the antidote, because as above, so below. If you create the experience in your mind what you want to happen, things will change. And that's another reason why they're trying to get the most fertile soil on the planet right now with this corona COVID. Is your mind between your left and right ear, because that's the fertile soil. If they don't know what you're thinking and what you're feeling, then they don't know what you can do. And just like what Sis was saying earlier, they proved that they can activate people. That sister that I think she drove from Connecticut, she had a baby in a green truck, and she said she's going to the White House to give Obama his baby. Remember that?
Right.
And she kept... And
she got shot.
She keeps hearing She keeps saying, she keeps hearing voices in her head, and there's a car following her. Just like that brother who went into that Navy yard, he kept saying there's two guys with him that won't stop talking, and he keeps hearing voices in his head. They had already chipped these individuals, Manchurian Kennedy. Mm-hmm. All that shit is real, you know.
And remember that dude up in Michigan with the Uber, said the Uber app made him kill them people?
Right. He sure did.
See? So if we don't govern our fertile soil, which is our mind, then we're basically part of the machine. And look at the Matrix. Even the Matrix demonstrated that. Where did
we can't get
that
out the machine.
Top?
It looks like the machine gives you a duality. I can go in and out because it's time where you can detach yourself, but eventually you connect some form of fashion back into it.
As long as you're governed by your higher intent, as long as you're governed by your soul, by your higher intent, then you can manipulate the machine. But if you're not governing and controlling yourself, the machine is controlling you.
Give us an example when you mean, say, I can manipulate the machine, like say, because some people say, well, do you mean by what?
The Jedi mind trick in Star Wars, recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger once he realized what was going on.
Is that what's
Things
coming
like
next?
That.
Because
Matrix,
what about what's coming next? Now
proves,
the technology
in the Matrix,
is going to make you
Neo
do that.
Proves that he can, him himself, in the Matrix, Neo proved that him himself was not the body, that he was the actual spirit. The actual energy. Because
he can go in and out.
Right. So when you master your mind and realize that you host your body, that your body is nothing but a host, and that's what the robots, the AI is basically
using
batteries. So basically their body was nothing but a host, but them themselves was the energy that they needed. So Neo mastered that, he knew once his body's gone,
that
he can do everything
and
anything.
The lady who made that movie,
Sophia Stewart
had caught hell with that movie. I think she'd been on here at least three times, and she caught hell. And she supposed to have won her case, and again, that was a hell of a movie. But the same token, with so many variables, they had three shows of that. Remember, we had three of them, and each one.
I think there's five of them.
Yeah, might be five.
Hey, I keep telling y'all.
Well, no, there's a fourth one coming out, too.
But the woman, the Oracle was a black woman.
I told them to do it their damn self.
Right.
The Oracle was a black woman. She was the Oracle. And just like the Oracle in Pirates of the Caribbean. Same thing. The Oracle was a black woman. They don't hide that from nobody. And who's the Oracle for us today?
Hillary Clinton.
Kamala Harris. Kamala, whatever. Hip hop.
Hey, I'm going to say.
Hey, drive on.
Sophia and y'all said Amanda, these are the oracles that they are. They listen to these oracles. And now,
Alexia.
Alexa Oracle.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Y'all talk to Alexa. We talk to Alexa every day tonight. Alexa, when you're in the bathroom, we want the TV on. Alexa, turn it on. You know we get lazy, and that's how they play us. Hold on. We over the top of the hour. People who gone.
Jawbones.
Yeah, let me tell people to jump on quick because I don't know what time we got. Jump on real quick to the line. You get the shows off. So if you can't get in, please listen to the podcast. All right, go ahead, bro.
This is one thing I wanted to ask when you was talking about the white witches. You know those Kardashian girls, especially Kim, they enter that craft.
Yeah.
Prime example.
Yeah.
When they had a party, Kim and Kanye had a party for their child. Jay-Z wanted to go, but Beyonce ain't trying to be nowhere where them Kardashian girls are. And going back to what you were saying about Bruce,
So I'm wondering where they're getting that, where they got their information from, because, you know, even Kanye, I read an article just the other day. He had 10 Burger Kings in Europe, and when he married Kim, he gave that heifer those Burger Kings as a wedding gift, even though he makes a lot of money now with his clothes. But it's just the fact that
he's a billionaire.
That's long money, bro. And he gave that shit to her. He ain't getting that shit back.
Well, you know, he's rich. He's a billionaire. She's a billionaire. It's like they connect up and they make these deals with each other. It's not like the everyday role that most of us go through. They got a lot of business. They got to be here and there. And again, sex.
But he didn't need her to get rich, though. He could have did all that on his own.
On his own.
But right. But I think that's part of that music industry,
that's
Hollywood ritual, because just like what you're saying, most of the people that are very successful, especially brothers, they got one of those heifers in the background somewhere, you know. And I think that's what I want to ask Dry Bones. Maybe he need to do a show one of these weekends on sex magic, because maybe that's what they're using to bring the power or the manipulation, just like Aleister Crowley. That's what he used to do, sex magic.
Bones said professional sex, the sex prostitution was on an all high. It ain't stopped. It's getting more professional every day. Now
it's
you can just go online. If you want to look at somebody, you press the little magical button, PayPal, whatever you want to use, Cash App, and just look online. Boom, there it is. You ain't got to touch them. You ain't got to go near them. You could just go on to your AI machine and boom, there it is, and watch them.
And now that's
it's happening.
Okay, let me get, hold on. I got a call. I've been holding. 5474. Jump in. Connect, please. 5474. You got your hand up. Okay. Let me go to 1708. Y'all got your hands up. I'm trying to give y'all some. Y'all been holding a long time. Okay. I'm going to take it back out then. All right. Let me go to this clip, everybody, because Canada, if you're listening, I'm going to bring people back in on this clip. This ain't a joke. This dude is high-level German, high-level Thai. Don't know how the mixture got there. He's talking to Germany and Merkel, and it's translated from German to English. I want you to hear what this man said about this virus, and you tell me if it sounds and makes sense to you. And y'all put yourself on mute. Y'all making a lot of noise. I don't want to make people get off because you may not come back on if the show run out. So try to mute yourself.
German professor Dr. Sukaris Bhakti has been challenging the COVID-19 coronavirus narrative in a series of YouTube videos. These videos are in German with English subtitles, but to help make his information easier to discern and reach as many people as possible, I've decided to re-upload one of his recent videos and apply an English voiceover based on the subtitles so that it can hopefully reach a wider audience. Please subscribe to Dr. Bhakti's channel, which is linked below. He's asking some extremely important questions about what's going on with the medical approach to COVID-19 and how deaths are being classified. He's not the only one. 11 other experts are also challenging the narrative and questioning whether the draconian lockdown measures are truly necessary. Without further ado, here's Professor Dr. Sukaris Bhakti. Open letter to the Chancellor of Germany. Dear fellow citizens, I am a medical microbiologist and infectious disease epidemiologist who served for 22 years as chairman of the Institute of Medical Microbiology and Hygiene, Mainz University. My life has been devoted to researching the pathogenesis, diagnosis, and therapy of infectious diseases. 9 days ago, I uploaded the first video to address the COVID-19 debate that is raging worldwide. My intent was to channel the heated discussions back and down to a sound scientific basis for the sake of the entire community in this country.
aber auch auf die Gefahren politischer Panikreaktionen aufmerksam zu machen.
I share no political agenda. I pursue no personal interest and no interest of any third party.
Und auch keine Interessen anderer.
The only reason for this video is the obligation to serve science and our community. The decisive question is, do we know enough to justify the massive measures that violate human rights in our free democratic society?
Rechtfertigen die Daten, die wir haben, so drastische Eingriffe in unsere Freiheitsrechte und in die Grundstrukturen unserer Gesellschaft?
With all their predictable consequences. And if so, on which data are these decisions based and which strategies have been construed? I have now written an open letter to the Chancellor of Germany addressing the most pressing five open questions. In this, my last video, I will explain the reasons underlying these questions that are of vital importance to us. My first question concerns statistics. In our field, it has always been elementary to differentiate between infection, entry, and multiplication of an infectious agent and disease or illness appearance of clinical symptoms. In the case of corona, this would be cough and perhaps fever. In other words, a new infection diagnosed by a laboratory test must not be equated with illness or with patient who requires medical treatment. It is claimed that 5% of infected individuals will end up in ICUs and require artificial ventilation. The ensuing prognosis is awesome and predicts that Germany's health system will be driven to its utter limits. My first question to the Chancellor, did your projections differentiate between not or only slightly affected individuals and genuine severely ill and hospitalized COVID-19 patients? Dear fellow citizens, the implicit danger of equating infections with patient numbers must be obvious. The daily numbers of registered infections is indeed exponential, but they cannot serve as a reliable basis for any calculations on the possible burden on medical care. Rather, we need numbers of genuine clinically relevant COVID-19 cases in order to arrive at any sensible prediction. The second question relates to the true danger of the virus. Implementation of the current draconian measures that so extremely restrict fundamental rights can only be justified if there is reason to fear that a truly exponentially dangerous virus is threatening us. Do any scientifically sound data exist to support this contention for COVID-19? I assert that the answer is simply no. To gauge the true danger of the virus, what is the type of data we need? Here are common coronaviruses that we live with every day. Here is COVID-19. What we need are, say, 10,000 patients, all with respiratory tract disease, that are infected with common coronaviruses, and 10,000 infected with COVID-19. All really with respiratory tract disease, nothing else. Then we need to ask how many die in this group and how many in that. If the mortality is similar in both, then clearly they are similarly dangerous or less dangerous. If the number here is higher, then obviously the virus is more dangerous. If the number is much, much, much higher, then obviously the virus is much, much, much more dangerous. You will ask me, has there been such a study? And I answer, no, until March 19, 2020, when the first study ever appeared from our French colleagues that addressed this central question. What do you think they reported? The mortality in both groups was similar, COVID-19 did not differ in dangerousness from its everyday relatives. My second question to the Chancellor, how many patients with established genuine COVID-19 patients are currently being treated in ICUs, and how does the number compare with patients infected with everyday coronaviruses? Are these data being considered in present and future prevention strategies? And have the data of our French colleagues received attention in this all-important context? Dear fellow citizens, I say no.
He said no, it's a long, y'all need to call Dr. Bukhari, coronavirus 19. Now, the question here is, we was not tested at all. This is to be where the false positive, and now you can see why they didn't need the ships in New York, because the deaths were either isolated to not be seen or to be seen, is the question. That's why they don't never talk about all the funerals that took place. You know, I mean, these funerals, remember they were coming out in the beginning, they were trucks. They were being harvested out in trucks, supposedly. Now, I'm not, again, this is what they showed us on TV.
But the thing is, don't wreck your brain on, just like the brother was saying earlier, as far as putting our mind and our frequency in the right places. That bullshit only works on the people who believe this exists. Now, just yesterday, well, past 2 days, I was just outside running errands and shit. You'd be surprised. I'm seeing the more number of people wearing masks more here than I did before last year. And I'm talking about all races and colors. People of all racial backgrounds, a lot of them believe this shit is real. So that's how
designer mask
work on them,
designer
not on
mask.
Us.
Well,
designer mask, Gucci, Nike, Under Armour, all that bullshit.
This is where the Matrix coming at. This is how the Matrix coming, because in your own comfort zone, which I'm in mine, hopefully everybody's in the comfort zone and where you need to have one, but like the Matrix, I come out, you come out, look what you came out into. It's like, wow. And then last night, those of you who watched the fight last night, did you see Jacksonville? It was packed. And they weren't wearing no mask, and there was no coverage about that, basically. I hope y'all paid attention to if y'all was able to see it. It was an amazing amount. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, because Florida's a free state.
Yeah, but I just but they never
Civil War again.
Yeah, they never got no play. I'm saying that was Tom Brady. I don't know if y'all got to see it or not. Everybody seemed to be in there. Tom Brady, all that. I mean, he had celebrities. I'm saying, wait a minute. Is this real? Hardly none, but no play. I don't know what they trying to signal, but could it be? It could be. People do get hostile about this mask. I mean, you know, we don't have fights in the airport because of the mask here in Florida.
In the banks? Remember I sent you that video about that lady in Texas in Bank of America. She was just going there to get her money out. And now, even though the state said that they lifted the mask mandates, but a lot of the businesses didn't. And they said the businesses reserved the right to enforce that mask mandate. And she was just going in to get her money out. She didn't wear a mask, and they called the police on her.
Now I'm just saying that when you come out of your comfort zone, you're still coming out to the Matrix, and that's where it was dangerous at. It was in Zion, they was in peace. That's what's called the City of Peace, Zion. That's why they named it that. But when they came out their mind, comfort zone, they had to go into the real world, and that's where we all at. Everybody on this line, everybody around the world, it's really a minor amount of disconnect you can possibly do because you interacting on every level, just about, even spiritually.
Right. And it also depends on where you live at, too. But like you said earlier, what's going on in Florida – it ain't necessarily the same thing as going in Illinois.
Exactly.
So we're in two different
regions.
That's
why we talked. That's why we talked to the 10 regions, so y'all can see what I'm seeing here. That's my eyes and y'all eyes, and hopefully all our eyes connected today in these different regions, because that is very extreme. Now I want you to know that was Germany, and the reason why I said that because Germany, this philosophy that we, you know, I don't know what the next phase of power they can possibly do. That we got to be very much aware of to even fight it. So that's why I say it's like you got to know the logistics of what's happening. And like I say, I said it earlier, be prepared, be ready, do what you know need to do. Surveillance, yourself, technology, spiritual, it's all connected. And they use a spirituality in this mission because people think, man.
You might have to separate yourself from people, certain people too at some point. I hate to say it, but
It depends.
I say that because I didn't already have to do it.
Well, you know, it's happening. Just like, remember you was joking some months back about couples and stuff, you know.
I kind of wasn't because remember I told you it was some instances at the hospital where the guys were getting ready to get discharged and their wives told them, you're not bringing your ass up in here in this house around these kids and grandkids unless you get that shot. That shit
right.
is real now.
It's real. It's real. I've had people really close say, I'm going to be essential. I want to be essential worker. You might have to take it. I'm saying, man. I mean, what do they mean by being essential? What they mean about all this stuff they got us doing? And remember, it's not tested. This is the biggest thing for everybody. Now, the question that this person went to, and I'm going to go where he at because we ain't got time for everybody, but I'm going to show what they coming from my own people. What if they got to do this? Remember, they ain't talking about one shot, everybody. They talking about two shots, maybe three shots. The doctor said.
And remember what happened out in North Carolina a couple weeks ago. They were shooting people with saline, and the people found out they were saline, and they still went back and got that second shot.
Sure.
So what does that tell you?
They shot saline. Thank you. I seen that article. That was like, whoa. I said, this is crazy. But the same token, that's going to be the underground. That's going to be the underground thing. Now, I just say it for now. I'm seeing them do these things. And we got to ask ourselves, how, you know, when we come out of our matrix, I don't know where y'all like to go out to eat. I don't know about what y'all do on y'all leisure time. But at the same time, wherever you go to, they are saying you can't get no service. They're very
right.
scared looking still. And many of the grocery stores, many things I'm seeing. Yeah, we are able to go out a little bit more lax than the other groups, I will say. But here in South Florida, it ain't like scary like it was at the beginning. It's like it's there, but it's not. So y'all areas seem to be more aggressively doing things. But here's the catch. I ain't saying what's going to happen, that it can't happen. It looks like the German thing. And I'm going back to that German thing because you heard a guy, and what we said earlier, in Mississippi, he said he was on that Nazi stuff too. The Mississippi guy who was who still got the same people like Chuck Schumer and all them, and Lott, all these people was involved with this type of conspiracy. And let me just say this. They do want to put this goal of a perfect population. Now, that can be not taken away. Now, whether we think on this all the same is the question in every area. There's no way we can say at this point in time, y'all jump in on after this, if it's for sure that the cell phone towers could possibly take out people or not even take out people. The shot can accelerate them with that tower.
That's a strong possibility. We're going to find out. We're going to find out within the next couple of years or less.
Yeah, right. We'll see. That's where this gets deep, because that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking like, hey, I plan on living a little longer. So I'm thinking the next 3 years, we will probably see something that may be very creepy, y'all. And I ain't making this up. Because if they, cause remember, some people say you don't see this stuff to 3 years later in your body. And if they make people take multiple shots, I'm not sure, and I'm going to do a program again on this, on that zombie apocalypse.
It's just like, okay, what happened with the Vietnam? Let's go back with the Vietnam War and the Gulf War and Operation Iraqi Freedom. A lot of those soldiers and stuff with the Agent Orange and everything, them anthrax shots, I took them. And so now they're seeing a lot of soldiers are coming up now with cancer. They're getting all these weird diseases. They're becoming sterile, getting these weird skin rashes. And like I said, it could take 5, 10, 15 years,
it's
maybe longer for this stuff to take effect.
It's a lot of soldiers. Can you hear me?
It's a lot of soldiers that are not taking the vaccine. They making videos about it. They asking each other questions.
Yes.
Are you taking the vaccine? And they like, hell fuck no. Hell fuck no. That's all they're saying. They're telling you don't take that fucking vaccine. That's what they're telling you. It's battling too. So you got those that's taking the vaccine in there, and then you have those that are not. So the same thing that's going on in the military is going on the streets. Is going on across the world.
So whatever's happened above, so below, it's called macro. Whatever happened in your life,
it's happening around the world.
Around the world. Whatever happened in your life is happening around the world, just like we see it. Because the military is playing a very important part. Now, here's where I ask everybody, I've been watching a lot of shows and stuff. Now, I'm seeing your boy, the comedian from Saturday Night Live, he got a commercial now, and he got aliens in it now, Tracy Morgan. And I said, man, I've seen a lot of alien stuff that they're talking about. And I have to admit, deep fake, we think that we don't talk about that stuff in the black community much. But just that we could be watching something. We could be doing things. We got to be careful what they're using with the technology. That's for sure. Now, being radiated.
Yeah, your boy John Legend doing commercials for Walgreens, encouraging people to get the shot.
John Legend. Thank you. John Legend is big time. Big time. Big time. I've seen everybody from a lot of athletes. Now look at LeBron James. I'm a transgressor. I know everybody going to that sports field because this afternoon, whatever y'all do. A lot of what's happening with the celebrities, man. They y'all pointed out they heavily connected to China. I mean, it's impossible for anybody to look up the money trail and don't see China got his hand in the NBA. It's impossible. So.
And in baseball. That's what that whole thing in Georgia about the boycott, whatever.
Yep. So basically, you see from what the technology is saying, if China is, just screw the white man for a minute. Let's let China take over. They got the power based off of, and they ancient. They got vibrational. Bruce Lee and them was all them kung fu movies we saw back in the early days. They was hanging dragon. They can take hits. All kind of stuff. Body don't feel nothing. That's what y'all got with that thing about we cannot eat water, drink water. Remember that they was monks, Sherlin monks. They supposed to go without water, supposed to go without this. They supposed to go without everything. Kung Fu.
Well, I watched all of that. I watched it all. So I know
David Carradine.
Going on with
this. David Carradine. Remember him? Kung Fu. So the Asian culture has been with us just as long in our cartoon. Because mainly all of them was from that area. Godzilla. Look, Godzilla's still jamming. So here we talked again.
They just released a Mortal Kombat movie, and Marvel just released Shang Tsai movie or something like that. So,
they in there. Now, if the Chinese do take over, all they're going to do is what they're going to accelerate. I looked at what the Chinese are doing. Now, how we go into the airport with COVID, you see how they dress it in hazmat outfits. To get in their country, all of them had to have the phone. They had to show all their stuff. And I'm saying, man, this looks like the prototype. And they got, you talk about people that go along with it from what I can see. Of course, you got everybody don't go along with everything. You're always going to have your oppositions. But when I see the masses of China, and this is a spiritual country, supposedly, Hinduism and all the ancient arts is there. Why are they so wanting? I'm gonna hear from Mark. Why are they so willing to go into AI?
But see, that's the thing, though. If they so spirit like you, it's kind of like you answered your own question. The same thing applies to over here. If you so spiritual, got all these knowledge about certain things, why are you going along with the program? You know, it's kind of like a double edged sword, more or less, because like. I'm going to bring it back to here for a minute, United States, here where I'm at now. A lot of sisters, for example, know what's going on, know that these shots are dangerous, whatever, but it's kind of like one of those things where, okay, what's the alternative? Okay, you tell me to quit okay, if I'm in the medical field, for example, I need to leave the medical field and find another job, but I got kids to feed. I'm a single mother. I ain't got no boyfriend or husband, whatever. So what I'm supposed to do? And a lot of them use that premise to take that shot just to keep their jobs. I mean, should we fault them from that, though?
No. I think I told you everybody going to have a day with this, in my opinion. But what I mean, there's no real escape from if depends how where the fight at too, because here in my area, I think
because that's
opposition.
We just said earlier, that's some people, yeah, that's their people's reality. It might not be all, might not be mine or yours, but it's some other people's.
Right.
You know,
that's
just how it is.
That cannot be the reality for a lot of places. Now, as America going to break up into zones? I don't know, because there's books and a lot of technology about different sectors of America developing from this total new belief in the order. And some have a religious demeanor with this. It's not like they just doing it out of doing it. Some of these people believe this is a spiritual cause to do this transhumanism. That's where I say this. This is where I'm getting at, where everybody, and think about this too. If the kids that we got right now in our possession, if you look at them and they doing it too, then they just hyperextensions of you. So basically, they mindset changed just like everything else has changed. So what if the generation just two away before 2025, really, the millennials seem to be the ones backing this. That's what I'm seeing.
Maybe that's what it's aimed at. It's not aimed at us per se. Maybe it's
right.
aimed at the younger people.
Thank you. I don't think they care a damn about us. I think they said the millennials, they meant that. I don't think they got anything. We probably will be more spiritually in our time frame that we know. But these millennials, being that they're hypersensitive too. You know, a lot of the young people are so hypersensitive, they go straight to killing immediately for some strange
reason.
They
will fuck you up. Take that, especially these little. I've seen these little ones with these babies and stuff. You take that phone away from them, oh man, they have a damn hissy fit. All this war rage and stuff you're seeing out here now, these shootings, these are young people doing this. 16, 17, 18, 19, early 20s.
So the frequency.
It ain't us, it's these younger people.
Let's make it as this. Everybody in line, to keep the conversation hot and fresh. Let's just say that. We ain't realized that the level of control of the mind already took place, because they jumping off on each other. They going to funerals, ready to fight. They going to graduation, which ain't nothing now, but if they do go back, fighting anything that's of a large sum, and they don't care if they hit kids, babies, grandparents, so forth like that. Now, is it because we're talking about this, but isn't it they could be coming, I ought to write a book on this one, they coming electromagnetic Frankenstein.
They're being weaponized, like the sister been saying the whole show.
Yeah, yeah. Actually,
just like the police officer shot in Ohio last week that was about to stab that other woman. She was about to stab the shit out of that girl, and the police officer shot her. That's the only way that she was able to stop.
Right.
She was going full tilt with that weapon.
Now, you ain't making that up. People down here, it was a brother, a big, I think Brother G, you was on the line, he was big, he was like about 20-something, he was 300 pounds, they tased him, this happened during spring break, they tased him so many times, he could not be stopped. Throwing him on, and they were still tasing him on the beach. It took about, I say, six of them. On TV, look at Channel 7.
Almost like he was a super soldier, huh?
He was so strong. But I'm saying, think about it. Now, who's to say, because based off, I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, the Germans got a lot to do with this. I want y'all to know the PCT test that we take for the coronavirus comes from Germany. I forgot to put that in because it's so long. I ain't want to take that. I want to give y'all some tidbits on this. Germany is the ones who produced it. And they knew all along that if they can give a false positive. Now, I'm saying to everybody listening, the German belief system is entwined in America. That is no lie. There's no way to get around it. Facts show they have a very important agreement of handshakes that go way back. Now, unfortunately, many of us probably won't be around. I don't know how to put it, but If they continue at this pace without any resistance of mind, just mind resistance is key, like y'all said first. Mind resistance is key. Because if you say, I obey, like they did up in Canada, I obey, I'll serve, be non-compliant, basically we are setting ourselves up for a totalitarian type of thing. And then for George, I'm just giving y'all a synoptic of all y'all said. And then finding out that today that George Floyd,
girlfriend,
went to the UN and going to the UN, everybody, as you know, that's like a different world council government than your own government, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then we've been saying last week what happened in the Black Panther movie where at the end of the movie, Wakanda end up giving up all their weapons to the UN.
That's right. And good people do die in this. It's because, you know, people are good and spiritually involved. It's like the bloodbath of these type of belief systems, you know, we got to make connections now for whatever may take place in your area, or be a cognizant of what people are talking about in your ear, because just like y'all told me today, I mean, if people ain't working, they're getting his checks, you know, the idle mind brings on a lot of craziness, you know what I'm saying, if it ain't positive directed. You might be positive, and then luckily, like we all say, or spiritually, you be passed by. It damn sure can happen. Bullets can be shot, and you be in the mix and just say, let me turn right here, and bam, you save like that. Don't take that stuff for granted. Don't take sometimes these things that happen to us for granted, because it's real that when things happen. But I just want to hear from y'all in these time we're going to do. What y'all say positive but in your area? Because we all talk on this line. We try to do as much as we can in our area to bring enlightenment to this. There is people down here who will not go along with it, both Spanish, black, and white, and they've got lawyers. Luckily, we're in a lawyer capital because we got a lot of Khazarian lawyers here. And so, being that we see all this going on, your area sounds a little more volatile. Region 5, Region 4, Region the Midwest, California definitely. We don't know what's going to take place, so we asking y'all from here on out to give us at least a report of your areas, what you say. Because even if it's like you're going into the Matrix. Going to work is going to the Matrix. Because, you know, you got to go through that shit. You got to go through many personalities at work. Just at work alone.
And that ain't an easy thing.
That's my point. That's my point. It ain't easy all the time. So you got to always say to yourself, and me, I'm just speaking for me, everything is a battle. But paradise is at the end of the battle. So basically what I'm saying to everybody is know when to pick these battles. There's no need to raise your blood pressure for foolishness like I've been saying. And I agree 100%. But I do say that there's a way to still get involved with what's going on because it's other people
right,
just
man.
Like
you. You got to basically speak to people in the right tone now, man. If you start talking to people in a low-frequency tone, that's going to set them off. They're going to trigger them.
Right.
Yep.
And believe me, I know about that, man. Especially
right.
Women and some of these young folks, man. Okay, I'm on a job right now, and I'm making sure I'm talking to these young cats in the right tone. If not, there they go. Stop.
That's how I am.
It, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and I talked to y'all. I just tell people that I just went to the thing and I seen people who were young used to come to the class. We was embracing, had a good time. I seen her because I tell you, it's a battle. It's like in us to keep this going for me because I feel like what y'all saying means something. Because who would think y'all all over the area? No, everybody would think we in the same neighborhood the way we talking right now, and we are the neighborhood of the mind. And let me see if I can get y'all more of you on here. But I want to play something because y'all watch these movies. Y'all watch this movie, and I got to play it from the dead. I'm telling y'all, listen carefully. Fred Hampton tried to warn. I mean, I got more respect now than ever because this why he got killed was right off of this.
Fred, where does the Black Panther Party stand concerning the Weathermen, the SDS?
We stand way back. From the SDS and the Weathermen, because we believe that the Weathermen action, there's two actions, there's REM 2 and Weathermen. We think they call them both national action. We think that REM 2 is national action, Weathermen is national reaction, you know. We think it is anarchistic, opportunistic, individualistic, it's chauvinistic, it's custeristic, and that's the bad part about it. It's custeristic in that its leaders take people into situations where the people can be massacred, and they call that revolution. And it's nothing but child's play, it's folly, and it's criminal because people can be hurt. We say that they're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. When they take people down and just do nothing, play around, and the pigs are prepared for this, and they'll wipe all of those young people out. We think these people may be sincere, but they're misguided. divided, they're muddle heads, and they're scatterbrains. The only way we can show them is to criticize them like we're doing right now, and then leave from here and go to the federal bill and have a demonstration that's to educate, a demonstration that is disciplined and organized, you know. And that's what we're going to have to do, and let them see the example.
Tell me why you feel the approach of the SDS weatherman is wrong.
I feel it is wrong, just as I said before.
No, don't tell me just you said before. That's why I asked you again. Just answer straight, because okay. In case we use this part.
I feel that is
wrong. Let me ask you again. Why do you feel that the approach of the SDS weatherman is the wrong approach?
I feel that is wrong because it's pig action. They're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. They're leading people into a situation where it's an astronomical situation, too great for the people to deal with. It's a situation where you got a bunch of mechanical pigs with 357 magnums and shotguns and mechanical mace and all that type of thing. And then they're talking about they're going to carry on a revolutionary struggle. That's not revolution. It's insanity. It's a madness. It's nostalgia. And it's a massacre. That's a potential massacre. That's what it is. And we don't support that because we say all power to the people. All the power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people whose lives we believe that should be thrown away.
Has the Weatherman SDS tried?
Now, the Weatherman, y'all jump in. The Weatherman SDS, that was what you call your Antifa's today. And so forth, and Black Lives Matter. They are actually the same people of that is the creators of the Black Lives Matter. And Fred Hampton said, you've taken us into a bloodbath. How does that resonate today when we see that it looked like they setting their people up, family members up, to go into a bloodbath? The way it's looking in some cases. Not y'all, but just the way the setup is. The play is like, wow, you know. Sincerely, our people is good. They really want to see change. But if it's energy that's taken to the wrong direction, even if the energy is of gullible, of not knowing, they still ain't bad people because they were just, I didn't know. So how do we look at that as well? You know, because I see that this could be a very volatile era of the summer. I could see the summer being very hot. I hope y'all energy level could keep that away from y'all, but y'all talk to me about...
The thing is, like, the difference between, like I said, now and then, it's the internet, social media, you know.
Right.
The mass media industrial complex, CNN, Fox, and it's influencing a lot of people in negative ways. It's like what the sister had been saying throughout the show. They're being a lot of young people being weaponized again, you know, through these so-called psyops, and it's all from what I've been seeing and reading, especially within the past month, they're using race to rile people up.
Right, right.
That's all what they're doing.
I agree with
that. That's
important.
What you said.
They're using race. And if they
use
a race, and the race seems to be the fueling point, that's why it's imperative that programs like ours try to put the admissions that don't look at this as the only thing. You got to see it from a broader scope, which has never been taught to us, basically, in a broader scope. Because I've read also that the victor of the first time in history, the Civil War, the South actually wrote the history. So this has a lot to do with what we always see all the time based off who wrote the history. The first time ever, the loser gets to write the history. That's amazing. But go ahead.
And it's almost like the Hegelian principle we always talk about on the show, problem, reaction,
action.
Solution. It's
right.
like I said earlier, now, I had to pull myself away for a little while from the George Floyd and all the other police shootings and focuses on what's here. And it kind of like, I had to sit back and say, damn, I can sit back for the next 8 or 9 hours today on this show and talk about all the black-on-black shootings. But it never gets addressed because the media, like I say, and social media puts the emphasis on the police and the black on the white situation, even with the Hispanic community now, with that little 13-year-old boy you had mentioned earlier. What the fuck is you doing outside at 2-3 in the morning shooting a gun? But
well, you know,
we don't want to talk about that situation.
But,
why
you know,
him being out? What was
family.
His mother?
And think about it, even if his mother or father weren't together, whatever the case may be, we all of us got family members who came out just as good with the family, mother or father. It worked, just depending on the people. But think about that, though. But we ain't attacking. We've been programmed not to even attack the principal because I told you, it said, give us your children. That was their pledge. Somehow they got together through cantation of talk, which all, like the brother said earlier, we got to think it. But they put into play, give us your kids. And we've been thinking about it. It all started years ago when they were giving the mentally ill family members more money for you to keep them. And not every family member,
right?
Not every
check.
Family member is good with that. And so if they're using the money wrong and treating the kids bad and shit like that, the kids could come out psycho-aggressive because they usually be the first to give them the medicines. So, again, we're doing psychological warfare on the kids from a long time ago once I got old enough to see it and say, wow, we've been giving people psychotropic drugs, and then when they get out, they get aggressive.
But the thing, what you just said, Till, you can't get to the kids unless you go through the parents. So that
right.
parents got to be that barrier right there. Say, no, you're not giving this bullshit to my kids. But
that's right.
Unfortunately,
right.
I mean, I don't know, man.
No, but that's
I don't know.
But think about it. We have to come to grips that we had this in our family. Now you can see why the kids come out so much aggressive. Because even today, the foster care profession basically gets paid. Sometimes you get good families, and sometimes you don't. And if you're using these kids later on to be pawns, like the one who for the Farrakhan dude, he was another one. I think he went to the system or some form of fashion, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not saying, but this is where you create your first Manchurians, if you understand where I'm coming from, everybody. We mm-hmm. take for granted that some of these kids may not be bad at all, but since we family members and people have given over because they get a check like we're going to do now, it leads to why I say these young people are going to be very much looked at, these millennials, because one day we're going to fear them for their own violence, because if the police don't come,
because they've been weaponized.
They're going to be weaponized. That's my point. And no matter if you are spiritual, you're going to try to get together with people who are going to spiritually mean, we got to save our ass. That's one thing spirituality means, save myself as best they can. So, you know, it's one of those things that we got to look at. And each one of y'all, to me, is a news network within themselves, because how will we know? People listening to this show and saying, wow, they're getting news from all the areas that all of us talk about or be about, and look at that. You ain't going to see this on the news or hear this on the news. You wouldn't even know any of this today about this futuristic dude, Raymond Kurzweil, who put this shit together with a bunch of funding from the, guess what, the Digiratis. And those Digiratis, man, I mean, Bill Gates, all them, I mean, they ain't the only ones. You got the Arab Digiratis, the Indian Digiratis, the Chinese Digiratis, and of course, you know, you got the Nigerian Africans. You got all them Digiratis as well. And you don't think
follow the money trail.
All the money trail. All of it. And now when they digitize the money, which I've been saying for years, I like to say for those who said it, he said a wallet. I mean, we all got electronic money. Cash App, you just got to have something in it. That's the key. Even if you never touch money again, it's still based off sweat equity.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do something for it, either through genius of mind or physical. It still must be generated somehow. And I do think the cyborg generator is going to be the transhumanist agenda. They look at us as batteries. I think y'all said that a long time ago, that we call it batteries. Different things I used to hear back in the days when we all get deep into stuff. Our bodies was this, that, this, and we the chemical. And it seems like whatever knows this is taking pure advantage. And how did they... we're able to do this, time will tell. But you just heard it today on the Helios. They plan on infusing the brain to total function in 2028. That's what you heard today. And that means that you'll see more advancements, like he said. So prepare. If you go somewhere like Disney World and you see only robots, there you go. You go anywhere today in this futuristic McDonald's, wherever y'all eating at, wherever y'all going, that got money to go into this new technology, you will start to see the fading away of different sectors of the economy. And those of you in that economy, jump in and feel free. I'm going to tell you the names of them. I hate to say
it. It already started with the kiosk and the self-checkout counters and all the grocery stores and everything now.
That's right.
They're eliminating the jobs and the people.
According to what they said, now this is what they're saying, that the way our people, I'm only doing to show you the reaction. We like an algorithm now because we are able, and all y'all can analyze just by getting this information. These are the eight things they claim is going to be totally taken out in the next few years in some form or fashion. First, they said the post office. Then they say checks. There are no checks. According to even in Britain, the whole thing went away. Newspapers. Books. Everything would go to hard copy, CD, or sticks. Landlines. For your telephone, they say that would be totally taken away within a certain period of time. And here's the one where I knew we could only do it with a COVID. Number six, they said music was going to go away. This is what they said. They said this is one of the saddest parts of the change story. The music industry is dying a slow death. Not just, they're going to say a slow death. Now, as many of them getting killed. Now, I'm just telling you what I'm reading here. It says a slow death. Not just because of illegal downloading, it's the lack of innovative new music being given a chance to get to the people who like to hear it. So greed and corruption is a problem. The record labels and the radio conglomerates are simply self-destructive. 40% of music purchased today is catalog, meaningful traditional music and that the public is familiar with. Oldest established artists, this is also true for live concert circuit. They did all this with COVID. And to explore the fascinating destruction, it's called the appetite for self-destruction. The music industry. It's a video
hey,
called
NWA.
In 1978, man. That's the music before then. That's when we had love music. Now you put on this music, now people are going to start fighting and shooting, man. Even the church music fucked up. I got these deacons and preachers in the church and fighting.
Well, I'm just saying what they said they're going to kill. And this last one, number seven, they claim they're going to kill television. And the eighth one was... the things that you own, like because of Microsoft, I mean, it's very deep how this is done because it says the cloud. Remember, we give a lot of stuff, even at work, you don't know. Whatever you do, you got to remember it's called the cloud. Google
right.
And all these people. And so television was the most exciting one because it says the revenue from the networks are down drastically. That's why everybody got to get Fire Stick. They say prime time. Shows are generating down the low.
Well, the streaming services now. I'm surprised they didn't mention the movie theater industry. That's dead too because now all you got to do basically with Amazon Prime, HBO, and Disney, that is your TV. You don't need shit else.
Right.
You don't need regular TV no more.
Right. That's what. Now this is. Those are the eight things that within our future of living. If we can all live another 25 years, if not longer, if you're younger. 25 to 30, if you can, in this generation, no doubt we'll see the abolishment of some of these activities. Now, how do we adapt? I guess through transformation of self. That either we're going to adapt one way or the other, accept or don't accept. We still will adapt to finding ways for those who don't accept, because everybody ain't going to accept things that's going to happen right away. But over time, we'll see, especially with the new technology on health. I asked you a long time ago, if they tell y'all today, and many of y'all, I know it's a hard subject, but I'm gonna ask it again one day. They say, well, we can give you existential life if you take the microchip. That's something y'all don't got to answer on this program, but we're going to ask it again because we did a show on that. And I think if we hit listen to it, it'd be quite interesting because that's the question. That is the good question there. Are they able to extend the life of the people? Or the people who are selected to be given life? That's the question. And I hope one day we all get to see some little resemblance of an answer because that is, according to what we're reading, according to what we're seeing, their extra goal is to make the AI part of a human body that can live a long time. Almost like the Bible story, if you think about it. How long they used to live, Methuselah lived 1,000 or something years. Remember, you'd be like, damn, how they lived all that damn time? Well, maybe this is a way of looking at the Bible a little bit differently than what we've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we got to look at it like this too. You mentioned AI, artificial intelligence. What about not the outside of the body of the shell? What's inside of a pure energy? You can't kill energy. So
right.
I mean, in the context of living forever, as far as being an energy being, of course the energy can't die. I guess in terms of they're trying to keep the shell or body alive, of course not. But as far as energy, you're never going to be able to kill that. Can you manipulate it? They're trying.
Right.
Now, but,
what about the what,
you know,
what about them saying? I mean, because I'm trying to capture it all in my mind as well, because they say if we live long enough and whatever money, I'm just showing you just that world that Sister said earlier, the world that they got in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're going to do the transference of according to what they're saying. Until the AI become a perfect mind with body, it'll live forever. That's their goal or so forth. Now, how far away is it in our lifespan is really the question. Would that be taken as the second coming in future shows? Because it seems to be a strange phenomenon. Come on, Nathan, I know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You're making noise. That's 9857.
I'm on the beach. It's just raining right now.
Okay,
great. Yeah.
You, it's raining on my side of Florida, man, but it's on your side. Let's see how it works. Go ahead.
That's crazy. I would just like to interject, man. I think the next phase of this now is actually completely neutralizing and eliminating natural intelligence in a sense that, for example, before this COVID-19 exploded on the scene, we know, and it was alerted that a lot of the natural doctors, natural medicine practitioners were killed mysteriously. And through the Dr.
Yep.
Sabies and those type of characters. Those
yep.
were naturalists who would naturally investigate these phenomenons and neutralize
yep.
or put out the counter to the false information or narratives. So whoever did this intelligently knew, had already mapped out who would be the ones needing to be taken out immediately, and they did succeed in that. Now, that itself was a warning sign that the next phase would be that in the process of removing natural intelligence or disconnecting humans to their natural abilities would involve all of these technologies that are coming in from the nanobites, the using of frequencies, the 5Gs, et cetera, as we go into the AI. Natural intelligence would have to be completely neutralized.
Now,
the question would be like...
We're going to interface. They want to interface our brain totally out, and they'll take
exactly.
the avenue. Right. I've seen that.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they said. At the end of the thing, the question was asked. It's a very long thing. He's on TED. If y'all want to see that gentleman, Raymond Kurzweil, he's on TED. He actually said that they were going to start giving us to have, like, bionic power, and
yeah.
that eventually they were going to be able to swipe your mind.
The merger, yeah, of human and machine. Exactly. Now, the biggest, the ultimate question that we never really exploited, like for I always use the Matrix as an example. Where did Zion exist, and how was Zion constructed? Because Zion seemed to have been the escape from this impending takeover.
Yeah.
Are we on that conversation as a race? Are we on that conversation as a people? Are we setting up the Zion to escape to when this thing really goes into full mode, which will be within a 25-year cycle, of which we're probably halfway through right now.
I see the cycle we in. Now, I'm asking you the question. I'm asking y'all the question on the line, too. If this, the escape route is something that I don't know each one of us might see by given to us by different people at different times, but it does look like they setting up to leave the Earth with these new hotels that they're supposed to be done around the same time we're talking here. It's 2029, it's 20, you know, that ain't that far away. So they have all this in the sky. What are they escaping from for that's going to be maybe interject on Earth? That's just debate right now, but it looks that technology is there. The talk is there. The idea is there.
Yeah,
the thesis is there. And the provocation is there. So basically, it can be done. Remember, y'all said it yourself. If you can think it, you can achieve it. And I think whatever this groupthink is creating a hell of a... Now, our thinking is going to be based off unification, because it looks like we all connected already. Every ethnic group is connected practically in some form or fashion.
Oh, yes, yes. The thing is that right now is that not everyone is on the same page of understanding that we are being manipulated and or being steered in a direction, and that direction is being headed by an intelligent entity or entities, of which there's jockeying taking place. So we know those who have the financial means are forewarned. So they're the ones that are probably making a move, and we have to really monitor them.
Right.
So when Bill Gates were giving their signals, talking points, the Elon Musk is now preparing to go into space, because we have now a private branching of that. These are the signs that are in our faces that collectively we are not paying attention to, but these are the ones who are probably forewarned and say, okay, line your ducks up, because this is when it's about to take off. Go ahead.
There's people forewarned. Like, you're forewarned. You're forewarned. Everybody on this line pretty much forewarned. I think there's not we're not finding as many as we probably mentally want to be found out to be, because, you know, sometimes you just think people automatically get it, and then you'd be like, well, you know, they don't get it, and that's part of their upbringing.
Exactly.
Where
they want to be stuck in that little realm, whatever you want to call it. They don't want to get it. And like
right.
as Robert West was saying earlier, too, don't even waste your energy on your people.
Yeah, there's a
just
lot of
keep
energy.
Doing what you got to do.
Yeah, that's what you can't say it's factually enough. But at the same token, I'm saying you're going to run across. That's why I say don't want to fight them. There's no need to go overboard on any family member who don't just express it. Hey, they respect and keep going, because it's too intrinsic. It's too intrusive on everybody to have to go through this. So we're going to I'm going to have to make some moves in a few little bits. So I want everybody to leave. Hey, appreciate the calls from everybody. We're going to keep this conversation going as always. But we look forward to all y'all, as always, connecting and keeping your connection, especially on fire. Peace.